The iron column vroom, lights up, and all of them pulse, and two distinct things happen. All the suits of armor stop moving, and the several pieces of the iron seal and slide spinning out into slots that were inlaid into the floor, revealing a spiral staircase beneath.
Okay. I place the hammer back in the hand of the statue.
Okay.
Because I'm not stupid enough to make that move.
Probably, if that goes through that
hole. Hey guys, I'm gonna take this with me.
Terribly awful things happen.
What that could happen?
The Grail cannot pass beyond the Great Seal, for that is the price and the limit of immortality.
So yeah, these two statues just walked up like,
Oh, sorry.
Yep.
Blessed Bahamut, that poor platinum piece.
It was for a good cause.
I rummage through my purse and hand him a new one.
Actually, it was...
Oh, that was yours.
It was. Thank you.
Add that back.
Oh, come on. That's at least company fund. Let's be real.
Okay.
I took it off my sheet when I dropped it. I'm putting it back on my sheet.
Well, we can take it from the company fund.
But we didn't at the time.
I'm saying, yes, like, you can
don't,
get refunded.
You don't have to give me a platinum.
Okay. Company fund. Fair enough, platinum.
From the ground it was pulled, and from the ground it will return.
Certainly. Look, so, there's pieces of all over
the
ground.
At least I got to hit somebody.
Morella.
Poor Morella.
I literally, as an ape, I just, like...
Ape tantrum.
Like, this is the second fucking time I have turned into a goddamn animal and not been able to do a goddamn thing.
Well, hold on. You are welcome to smash these suits of armor to ribbons.
There was a whole fight with a hammer, evil hammered in, that you could have been any kind of animal you wanted.
You could have been everything.
Hey, tell me.
I'm sure there's more things to smash downstairs.
Backs away from
there's
the
a lot
tantrum.
More things downstairs.
I like
trust
me. I mean,
the suits of armor are still there.
Yeah, you can just smash
I
them.
Backhand one.
So,
bong. How much experience did we get for the suits of armor?
They've all been defeated.
They've all been defeated.
We have defeated
them. You don't have to destroy them to defeat them. That's true.
I am well aware of how Dungeons and Dragons works. I'm the DM.
You stop DMing. I DM.
I've read this book before.
Well, you know, sometimes you don't hear.
I DM, Kenny. I do.
Sometimes you don't hear what your players say, so we're just making sure you got it.
I love how frazzled he looks right now.
He does. His hair is all, like, disheveled. His face is all red. And I love you.
It's actually double XP if you didn't have to kill him.
It's hot in here.
As I recall.
Oh, gosh.
It's not double XP. Listen, motherfucker.
With that momentary look on his face, like, shit, I forgot to roll. I didn't forget to roll.
Okay, I have to figure out how long I stay in beast shape.
It was like an hour.
Or I think it was half your druid level rounded down.
Yeah, they chain out.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I have not 5th edition druid in very far.
Let's see.
Oh, man.
Number of hours equal half your druid level rounded down.
Yep.
Holy crap. See, I have read these
2 hours. Hours.
Totally different boat.
That's plenty of time to do some murderating.
What were those hellhounds that we just took out?
Helmed horrors.
Helmed horrors, yeah.
Took CR as a 12 monsters.
Totally decimated.
I backhanded one onto the floor.
Yes. Look, the rest of them are fine.
I always waste my B shapes. Like, I'm always like, alright, let's do this. Oh, it's
well, what can apes do besides fight? Because this might be a good opportunity to have a climb speed or something.
No, that's not something that they do.
What? Now you have to solve a talking riddle.
Oh, okay. Good luck, apes.
They have +2 to athletics.
The doors.
Yeah, use for
And then they have a multi-attack, 2 fist attacks.
I think their speed is pretty good, too.
No, it's pretty awful. It's 30.
600 apiece.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Actually, make it 650 for... 600 apiece. Kenny, for solving the riddle, take a point of inspiration.
Woo! Okay. Yeah!
Or, sorry, half Thor, for those listening at home.
I've already figured it out.
You have the Thor.
He did. That was way better than the whole Thor.
Half the Thor! Half the Thor!
The eraser on this thing is dying.
Just growl.
No, it's 1500 more points and I get level 6.
All right,
man, I am excited about being able to teleport at will between the shadows. Let me tell you.
I will give everybody a chance to catch their breath and then I will proceed down the staircase.
Okay.
I will Hulk right.
I didn't even need to catch my breath.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing
that
happened.
Was
Dravinia does.
Yeah.
She's not spending a
well, she had a tantrum.
Mirella,
so she probably does.
I do. I needed to cool my jets for a moment.
She had to compose herself. But yeah, Mirella needed to catch her breath.
Did she get rolled for initiative?
Who?
Mirella.
No, she just got wrecked.
She didn't even need to, though, because we handled it in like half of a second.
Yeah, Mirella was supposed to be there, and I forgot her.
What a jerk. This is why you're not in charge of initiative.
Yeah, this is why I'm not in charge of initiative.
What? Why did you steal the idiot board from me? Oh, yeah, I went to the bathroom.
You were doing stuff, yeah.
Mirella gets 8 HP back.
She is appreciative. She's not a closer. She ran away from that last fight. Why are you doing?
She didn't have any spells, douchebag.
QQ. I don't have spells.
Well, she was getting away.
You don't use spells. Besides, like, minor illusion. Oh, joy. She's got major image.
Yeah. And not today she doesn't.
Now she does. You've all rested.
So, I mean, you do have some magic. I mean, you can summon a can of whoop ass.
Chair, if you wanted to sit just there.
Yeah. Hey.
There you go.
Terribly sorry about the state of my house.
I broke it.
Once again.
It was probably already broken.
This Cyclops' eyeball back there.
Oh. At least it wasn't his other part.
That's the other
guy.
That's right. We informed you about the ballad and tales of snot crawlers.
That's a
shot callers.
Everyone listening at home, say hi to our new friend Angel.
Hi.
No, Angel, they were supposed to say hi.
Oh, my bad.
Well, I mean, she was responding to their hi, obviously.
Let's just take it from the top, okay?
Everybody at home.
Everyone at home, please say hi to Angel. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you two screwed up because this is your home.
Right? I thought about that. I was like, I should say hi, but then I was like, I don't want to make Rob upset.
Too late. I'll just upset him from the other side.
Take three.
Flanking. Taking advantage of making me upset. No!
We literally just poke him.
Yeah. Just.
Nice shirt.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I assume that from this newfound hole does not come pouring forth the minions of hell or anything.
Well, let me explain.
Yeah, no.
All right, so the iron seal opens and slides into the floor, revealing a stone spiral stairway leading down.
All right, I start making my way down the stairwell.
Listen, before you do that, I'm going to poke my ears at it. With guidance.
Guidance.
Yeah.
4.
That's better.
Good.
All right. Perceive. 8, 12, 15.
15?
Yes.
All right. Eerie silence.
I keep waiting for the ambush. Outside was outside, but this seems too easy. One guy guarding the door. And then, I mean, the statues obviously could have been bad, but you figured it out. Well done, by the way.
I wish I'd have figured it out before Mirella took up sword to the face.
It is all right. You are on the right track.
She kind of nurses her shoulder.
All right. I will go first and look for traps.
Riddle put the wrong emphasis on the wrong man on the wrong metal.
Well, perhaps it was a different dialect of Dwarven or something. This is okay. We've all survived, once again.
It's funny because look at that riddle again.
It says the last line is only one with the will of iron can open the door.
You'll notice that every single metal has a capital.
I realize that now.
In front of it.
I see that.
And the only other capitals used in that are when they're talking about Mord.
And the last sentence implies emphasis on iron, so...
Dwarves.
It was less about the last line and more about all the metals.
The context clue.
I realize that now, Rob.
It was a riddle, Kenny. Congratulations.
And he figured it out. Took him a couple tries. I'm just kidding.
Efthor tried to kill the metal.
And I succeeded 6 times.
Well.
Technically 7, actually. All right. So let's go.
All right. I'm on point. Checking for traps.
I'll assist.
How far ahead are you going?
I mean, if he's assisting, then I'm not going to try and stealth, but we'll probably be a good 15, 20 feet ahead of the party, just in case
it's
something happens.
It's going to be hard for him to assist if you're 15 or 20.
Well, he's going to be with me, I assume.
Oh, so you're both.
And you said this was like a giant 20-foot wide thing, so I assume we can be abreast on the staircase.
The staircases are only about 5 feet wide.
Given my dwarven innate skills and the fact that this is a dwarven citadel and everything is stone, I might actually spot stuff before you do.
You are welcome to take the lead if you want, my friend. Right. It is a dangerous and mostly thankless job.
You can definitely give me a hand, though. It would be appreciated.
I will keep an eye over your shoulder as best I can. Right. Possible only because we are going down.
So you will assist me, in other words.
Indeed.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's 11.
Good thing.
And for looking for unusual stonework, as was the case before, that'd be 20.
Okay. Not long after you begin down, the stone walls give way. Not like fall away.
Oh no!
They stop and give way to natural walls.
Okay.
What do you mean, like earthen stone walls?
Like
or
cavern, stone cavern.
Okay.
But it's like
it's not stonework, it's just stone.
We're now actually entering the mountain itself.
Roger, Dodger. Okay.
And even though you got a good perception check, you are a bit distracted because the stone walls are pretty much keeping it to a 5-foot. You have a 5-foot stairway, then like a cylinder that you can guess is about at least 5 foot in diameter. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the spiral staircase works down there. So you got about a little over 15 foot of this pillar, including the staircase. And the stone walls were just on the other side of the pillar, but when they give way, it gets a little bit of space, maybe about a little bit more than an arm's reach away to those caverns. And you're taken aback because you see down this stone pillar, inset into the pillar. Here, I'll just read. They give way to natural walls, and they are covered in purple amethyst and yellow topaz gemstones, which are illuminated by sconces of glowing orange crystal inset into the stone pillar on which the stone spiral staircase descends. The stairs descend for what seems like 100 feet until they breach the ceiling of a circular chamber. It has stoneworked walls and 4 arched 10-foot tall, 10-foot wide passages leading off in what seem like their cardinal directions. The scent of decay lightly brushes your senses and the palpable eerie silence that seems ever-present. So basically, you're in a circular room. These sconces of orange crystal are on each of the circled walls, and you have 4 passages leading off like north, south, east, west. There are arches, 10-foot tall, 10-foot wide, and there's hallways going down.
Did we come in one of these doors, or did the stairs
lead? I think we came down like straight in the middle of the room.
You
on a
came
pillar.
Down the spiral stairs, the spiral staircase. Straight down
okay.
the ceiling into the center of this room.
And there's not like a gap through the core of the thing. There's actually a pillar of stone that the stairs wrap around.
Yes.
And then an outside cylinder for a wall. Is that right?
Yeah.
Until we get to this room.
Until you get to this room, yes.
Okay.
And the stairs don't keep going down?
No.
Okay.
This is where they stop.
Great.
I do not understand how they bring anything of size into this place.
There
must be some huge back door.
That's what she said.
Well, do you see tracks or smell anything down any of these hallways? We're sort of open to choosing.
I'm still an ape.
Do you have scent?
Nine.
Can I use...
If you have scent, I think you can use
it.
If you transform into a creature that has scent...
I have senses. Athletics and perception.
Well...
Bonuses. It doesn't say anything else.
But it would say it, though. You just do still have your mental stats, so you can still track through survival.
Can I really?
Yeah.
Like, as an ape?
You're just down there, like really sniffing
smart
and
ape.
Pawing at the ground and shit. Like, fucking with it.
All right. Fantastic.
And she starts doing sign language.
Apes. You're Caesar.
Okay.
Could you put your hands like this, please, just for my emergency?
15
pretty
perception.
Solid.
Perception.
Yeah, right?
Do I hear anything?
15 perception.
22 survival.
Wow. 22 survival. There are boot marks
everywhere.
It's hard to get it. Just looks like they go all over the place in this place. Probably more towards the north and south than anywhere else.
So I point down like the north and the south.
Mm-hmm.
Like I motion at us.
Everybody missed it when I heard, but the audience doesn't see it. But Sabrina like taps her chest with her hand and then motions off.
Yeah, she's yeah. Role playing
gorilla
pretty well.
Yes,
pretty well.
Ape.
Well.
Why isn't she eating it? Because I loathe bananas. What?
I don't even know.
Planet of the Apes.
Okay, yeah, the third original Planet of the Apes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, the...
It is at about this point, my friends, that I think we should try to form something of a plan. What is it we intend here? We must stop the ritual, yes?
Yeah.
So...
And then get the town folks out.
Right. Save the town folk. This is the equivalent of a dwarven city, yes?
It could be.
So we are hunting for needles in haystacks. We may need to split up.
No. Absolutely not.
I guttural, like, shake my head fervently.
How much time do you think we have?
Probably not much, but splitting up in here is the absolute worst thing you could do.
Why?
Because if you are caught unawares, we never see you again.
This is not really much different than if we are all caught unawares.
I put up my...
Consider that we are facing an army.
Plus five. I have experience in places like this. None of you do.
But does that mean you know where they will be doing the ritual?
I might be able to find it a little bit easier than you could.
I have something to add. I shall seek my god's knowledge for guidance.
Oh, good. And he will just tell you where to go?
In a way.
Look, this is not my area of expertise. If you think that you know what to do, I am willing to follow you, but I am afraid that we will wander this place until long after what we have come to stop has already occurred, if we simply set off in one direction and hope for the best.
One direction.
All right, so I'm going to cast Augury.
Oh, here we go.
Alright, read the spell to me.
Alright, so by casting gem inlaid sticks, rolling dragon bones, or laying out ornate cards, or employing some other divine tools, you receive an omen from an otherworldly entity about the results of a specific course of action that you plan to take within the next 30 minutes. The DM chooses from the following possible omens: wheel for good results, woe for bad results, wheel and woe for both good and bad results, or nothing for results that aren't especially good or bad. The spell doesn't take into account any possible circumstances that might change the outcome, such as casting additional spells or the loss or gain of a companion. If you cast a spell two or more times before completing your next long rest, there is a cumulative 25% chance for each casting after the first
to get a random reading. The DM makes this roll in secret. So, we will formulate an idea or plan.
And we can execute in half an hour.
And that we can execute in half an hour. And then seek the guidance of Bahamut. And I will use gem inlaid dragon bones.
Okay.
So, what is our plan of action?
Hathor, how should we go about this?
Javini, you said that the tracks are moving more north and south. Okay. I want to look at the tracks.
Okay.
Trying to figure out which ones are fresher, the ones going north or the ones going south. Because it seems like there's probably a mass movement in one of those directions.
I rolled pretty well, would I know?
Do you ask for Dravini or do you try to suss it out yourself?
I'm going to try to suss it out myself.
Yeah, Dravini can't words, so that might be... I mean,
you can ask, but I can yes or no pretty easily.
Plus one.
All right. It's 11.
You can't go.
Say we go north.
And this is based on your dwarven knowledge of this place?
The tracks are leading north to south, the bulk of them. But most of the foot traffic is going in one of those directions. We've got a 50% shot.
Can I tell which one
now,
are more fresh?
That being said,
control of 22.
In a lot of these dwarven citadels, hallways like this come to a lot of junctions with each other. Consider these like city streets.
All right.
So these walls, consider them like buildings. So if we were to go north or go south, we may end up still generally heading in the same direction by the time we make corners, make turns.
And we must also consider that our elevation will change. This is like a city sliced up and stacked on top of itself.
This is true. There are probably more than one floor.
You see me sniff mountain. And sniff and sniff and sniff.
Mm-hmm.
I start walking south.
South it is.
All right. Keep your eyes open.
Do you not want me to cast this spell?
Let's hold off on the timing.
It's a ritual.
Yeah. We're on a timetable.
Okay.
So.
And half an hour is not a long time to walk through a city. We may not even get anywhere in half an hour other than another crossroads like this one.
I never get to use this spell.
I think you'll have a chance. I'm guessing.
Alright, well, did you guys follow the ape? Boop.
Should we go to Jakar's booth?
No!
Whoa!
Definite whoa.
That's weird, it says wheel.
Jakar is fucking with the magic! Don't do it!
That's because he's selling wheels of cheese today.
Hello, welcome to Jakar's Cheese Emporium.
This is not real cheese. This is American cheese product. Do not buy it. This man is a fraud.
Prismatic split.
See, that's not even real rainbow.
Prismatic wop.
But you can still taste it.
Oh God, can I? Tastes like sad.
I still smell
finger
like
of death.
Either.
I'm tired of this.
Oh, he's a lich now.
I should
great.
Have killed you when I had the chance.
No one stopped you.
You're killing my business.
Everyone will know what you do to customers if you kill me. Strike me down and the court of opinion shall become stronger than you've ever imagined.
Oh dear sweet God, that's hilarious.
Okay. South we go.
Alright, so
follow the monkey.
What could possibly
go
wrong?
Ape.
I don't care.
So,
as a great ape, she's one.
Damn dirty ape.
Damn. Can I, like, kick him?
Who's the federal wildlife marshal?
Sure.
I think I know an ape like... myself.
You trying to do damage?
No.
Okay.
My favorite part of observing is the eyebrows, which you totally can't see on a podcast, but somebody says something and the eyebrows in the whole room just go, like, through their forehead.
There is a certain element lost by not filming it, as opposed to just audio recording.
All right. Here we go. Much as Hapthor described, the walls you're on have around this circular room, and you go down this archway. These sconces are these orange glowing crystal sconces are set in the wall every so often. So you know dwarves have dark vision, but they keep everything pretty well illuminated, at least dimly lit. And as you go down, these walls give way to windows and doors. You come to an intersection, and it, like,
where's that? Give me that.
That's my brown marker.
I'm here.
So you guys
don't. Stone is often brown. It's fine.
So, say you're walking down this 10-foot corridor, right? You come to an intersection, and the walls kind of form a diagonal, and go down another hallway, form another diagonal, almost making a diamond with the walls. And as you said, they come to another junction. Now, in these diagonal walls, you find two sets of double staircases. One going down, one going downward, one going upward, one going downward, one going upward. And what these lead to, you take a look inside, being careful, looking for traps, you find none. You find living quarters. Abandoned living quarters, devoid of anyone. You find remains of meals that have, looks like they've been sitting there. It's like when Rick woke up at the beginning of The Walking Dead. He goes into a house and sees, like
obviously they were mid-dinner when whatever the thing is happened.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they've been there for a while, and that's where you come in there, and they've long decayed because it's been over a year. Right. I mean, it still doesn't smell great, but you don't find any bodies. And these living quarters are kind of stacked on top of one another. One goes down into the stone, and one goes above the stone, slightly into the ceiling. It looks like these, each individual living quarter can house between 4 to maybe 8 people.
These are like family homes.
These are like family homes. And you find several rows of these. And
knowing what I know from about Iron Deep, not a whole lot of survivors have shown up from Iron Deep, is that right?
Nope.
I wonder if they didn't sacrifice the dwarves to bring that smaller dragon in.
All of them. I do not know the... This is an odd thing for me to even have to articulate, but I do not know the number of sacrifices required to bring in a dragon of any particular size. Is there some sort of table?
I don't know, but if they're... I mean...
Can I do
Greensburg was not a huge town, but it had a decent population.
Several.
This is a small citadel.
Knowledge, religion, 20.
All right.
So thousands of people.
What would it take to sacrifice? How many people would it take to sacrifice to bring in a being from another realm? That large.
You've heard of profane rituals like this, things involving, like, necromantic energy or blood magic or things of that nature. You know, to bring in an entity of almost godlike proportion, it could take thousands. A dragon of the power that you feel that they're trying to bring in, not quite as much, maybe only a couple thousand, maybe a bit more, but still high. And you don't know how powerful this dragon is, so it could be anywhere between 1,500 to 10,000. You can't be certain.
It could take thousands of lives to fuel this terrible magic.
The majority of the tracks continue going in the direction you're going. Well, actually, you think.
We do know that. We think that the orcs that we met when we were investigating Dorstan, they came from here, right?
You doing a survival check?
I already did.
Oh, damn. I have a guidance.
Yes?
It's a cantrip for me. It's as far as I can guidance all day long.
She's an ape. She can't tell you that she's making a survival check.
I mean, I can look at him.
You just have to look at her doing survival things.
You just hit him in the chest every time.
Oh. Yes.
Good thing you got that platinum scale.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we can.
I just like reach my hand back and I do like a.
Come on, take four.
14. One.
Same.
Same information.
Worst.
All right.
Sometimes I feel like Bahamut just puts up with you.
So, continuing to look for any kind of sign of
not
passage.
That asshole again.
The ape seems to stay on a steady path after inspecting the ground, looking several ways, thinking for a moment, and then continuing south.
All right, continue.
Pretty much every time we come to a crossroads, smack my ass. Or my back, you know, whatever.
Sure. If you're into that sort of thing.
Plus one.
We're not at a crossroads yet. Don't waste your force.
Okay. The next crossroads you come to is similar in make, except
say you're coming this way, and you have the diagonal living quarter walls on this side. The walls on this side are different. They're larger. And they have large doors set into each of these diagonal walls.
Maybe, interestingly, the commercial district.
Or maybe the nobles' quarters.
Like a larger
fancier houses, yeah.
Yeah.
On one side, which would be the east side, so it's growing south, so that would be on your left. Inset in this diagonal wall is a large set of steel doors. Mm-hmm. In the center of which is a carving of a dwarven shield with a symbol of Moradin color carved into it.
Is there any writing, any text?
What'd you roll for?
Investigation of these things.
22. Natural 20. It was a natural 20.
In the center of this carving, where the doors are overlap, is a cylindrical hole. And on the wall, above the door, in Dwarven script, so Dravinia and Hathor can read it, reads barracks. On the opposite wall, so on the west wall, which would be to your right, buffering.
Man, the lag on this server is terrible.
He wasn't a very good server.
Adjust your tip accordingly.
Clogging up the tubes.
I'm about to give you the tip of a fucking Balor sword. Where are my Tarrasque stats?
An entire barracks filled with Tarrasques.
The Tarrasque barracks. Or the Tarrasque barracks, as I've heard them pronounced.
Tarrasque?
Really? Yeah. Tarrasque? So is it like tiramisu?
That's tiramisu barbecue.
Large 10-foot doors dominate this diagonal wall. Reliefs of mugs and ale adorn the faces of these stone doors.
This is clearly the one.
A cylindrical hole is inset into where the doors overlap.
How big's the hole that where they overlap?
You guess maybe 6 inches in diameter.
It's a pretty big hole.
Does it look like there are a lot of fresh footprints into
maybe 4 inches in diameter?
Okay. Does it look like there are a lot of fresh footprints into the barracks?
Survival.
You've got one of those crystals, right? The glowing crystals?
Mm-hmm.
If you hand it to me,
I look at you, give you the eyes.
Mm-hmm. I'll look into the hole and see if this is a locking mechanism or a doorknob or what.
Natural 20 plus his 20 plus my survival, or his 2 plus my survival, so that's a 29 survival check.
There's no such thing as footprints.
You know where they are.
Found them.
We're gonna murder them now.
Four levels over, two levels down.
Right.
Your ape-like senses become suddenly heightened and in tune with surroundings around you. You know that the freshest footprints go into the barracks.
I, like, beat on my chest and, like, motion towards the barracks door, like...
I'm already standing at it.
Like, I'm pretty much, like, freaking out, so like, ape style. Like, oh, motherfucking in there, the freaking there!
I just motion
forward, calm down. Daily asking for snacks, but as, like, a 6 foot tall ape.
Oh, yeah,
exactly. I've got the crystal next to my eyes. I peer in to give myself light so I can actually see in color in there. And I peer into the hole. What,
that's really
do I see a latching mechanism or anything like that?
Yes, you do. It seems like a highly complicated...
These are keyholes.
...lock.
These are keyholes.
Many tumblers.
Okay, so it is a lock.
It appears to be a lock.
I was trying to figure out if that was the lock or the knob.
It's got tumblers. And we can put liquid in it, right?
Do you look at the other one?
That's what tumblers are meant for?
Yes.
The one on the steel door seems infinitely more complicated than the one on the... ale door, which, by the way, above that in Dwarven reads Cafetorium.
We're on a military installation. This is the base. You got the barracks here. Their commissary is here.
I did not know that Iron Deep Hall was a military operation. I thought that you said that they were crafters.
Well, they're a citadel, and every citadel has their own guard forces.
You know that... In a lot of Dwarven citadels, the common theme is kind of like the Marines. Every Marine's a rifleman, you know. Doesn't matter if you're infantry or commissary, or you're all trained. It's kind of like compulsory service, but Dwarven societies take it as a sense of pride that they're all fighters. So... Yes, while the presence of a barracks suggests military, it's not uncommon to see military and civilian life somewhat intertwined.
I mean, this would be, like, their military would basically be their city guard. Except their city has one, you know, one door and is underground.
Yeah. So, I mean, this might be where the majority of their city guard lay.
Some of them eat. Who knows what these fancy spellcasters do for food, but...
Right.
We could poison their foodstuffs.
This may just be...
I'm an ape. I can't say that an ape.
Does the door open in or out?
You can't see any discernible hinges on this side.
Okay.
It's inset into the wall, so if it does open, say it opens in or slides.
How long has it been since we were topside? I need to know how long I've been in ape form.
You got 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
Hasn't been maybe 45 minutes.
Okay.
Let me just try opening the door, see if it's locked.
It is most assuredly locked.
Weird thoughts. Does the head of the hammer fit in the lock?
Your hammer?
The new one.
You put it back in the statue. Another new one.
Grim hammer? No, it's not.
Okay.
It is much larger.
Oh, man. Excuse me. I have to use facilities. We don't have anybody here who can pick locks, unfortunately. If I only knew the spell, there's a sort of magics that can open locks like this.
I unfortunately do not know that.
It's outside my expertise as well.
I pantomime as a fucking ape. Like, so essentially, like, I bang on the floor and, like, signal for them to come out.
Roll inside checks.
Like...
Okay.
my ape pantomime isn't good 14. enough.
14? Yeah.
No.
Nadar, you get what she's trying to say. Hathor, you think she's having a seizure.
Nadar, you might want to check on her. I think something's wrong.
No, I understand.
Go ahead and tell Nadar.
We will draw them out. Yes.
Alrighty. Crack my neck, my knuckles, arm my shield, take my new hammer.
Wait. What if the rest of us hid? A lone dwarf wandering around here might be bait.
Alright.
I kind of did. Right?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Oh, yes.
Good job, Nadar.
I do a little
clapping. Little baby clap.
Little baby clap.
The monkey is pleased with me.
My little baby hands.
It's like.
So, sign language.
Right, like myself. Water.
We're going to call you Coco from now on.
I like Caesar better. Right.
All right. So you guys are going to hide while I try to make a ruckus.
It's a camp's kitchen table.
Yep.
It is.
Yes.
So cool. All right, so I'm going to raise a ruckus and see if I can get them to come out.
Have we tried picking the lock?
Can you pick a lock?
Maybe. Can Marilla pick a lock?
No.
I mean, anyone can attempt it.
Fuck it.
I don't know if it's a skill for her or not.
You can attempt it. You're just not proficient. You don't have thieves.
You've got the dexterity. So
plus two.
I'm actually proficient with thieves' tools. I just don't know that I ever bothered to pick one up.
Well, if you're proficient with them, then yeah, sure. I assume if you're proficient with something, I mean, you've had several.
Yeah, it stands to reason.
Yeah, sure.
So,
dex check with proficiency?
Dex with proficiency, yeah.
Dex with proficiency, yes.
No, this is totally part of the way I shadow.
You're trying the barracks?
Barracks, yeah.
If that's the one I'm trying to get into, then yeah, sure. And you said plus two?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. 15.
15, you say?
I do.
Give me a second. These dwarven locks are odd.
They're meant to be, to make them hard to pick.
Yeah, I suppose. Everyone designs locks that way. Okay, a little shy.
It's the faces that Mark is making right now that you're just hilarious.
You said 15?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like he's doing some kind of.
This is unlike any lock you've ever seen before.
Oh, it electrocutes you. Good.
You literally get the sense that something cylindrical, with you know how a key has pokes, you know, bumps on it. Something cylindrical with the correct bumps going all the way around has to be inserted and turned in this thing to make this lock work. Though you feel you have an understanding of it, and you use your thieves' tools and in such a manner that you think you get it
20, didn't
almost all the way, and you think you have it, but the last second one of the tumblers you were hoping would stay up falls as you're turning, and well,
all the tools come out.
Roll a check to see if your hand gets chopped off.
I'm sure there's some sort of saving throw in my future.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
He pulled out a book.
Yeah. Oh god, he's pulling out another book.
Another one?
Not another book!
Buffering.
Alright. Five darts spring out of the wall.
Thank you, I'm good.
He's gonna have to make a dex save, I presume.
No, these are attacking.
Oh, sure they are.
Attack rolls. Actually, I'm sorry, four darts.
Some number of darts. But hey, free darts.
Yeah, there you go. Assuming you're alive to pick them up.
You're attacking me with a ranged weapon and I have a hand free. I ain't scared.
You can do that once around, there's four darts.
Okay. I'll just catch the one that does the most damage.
The one headed for the most tender
right.
parts.
Right. Ooh, sensitive bits.
Well, that's good. One of them is... That's good for you, I mean. One of them is only a 15.
Well, that won't do.
What's your AC now?
20.
Nice.
You know,
right, made it to the big boys club.
Well, we're better.
Welcome not- to the party, bud.
Now I get heals.
It's not the dart with
but
your main
I
moment.
Don't.
The other three hit.
Heals for closers.
Sadly.
I close. My eyes.
It's not the dart with your name on it. It's the one addressed to whom it may concern. That you should be concerned about.
I am unconcerned.
You may want to be.
I probably should have been.
All right. You take 3d4 from the three darts. 3, 1, and 1.
I catch the 3.
Okay, well, you catch it. Congratulations, you have it in your hand.
I throw it back at the hole.
Roll?
His roll is
20. I don't think that's the key.
24.
Sure. He goes right back into the hole.
Oh, and I peek around the corner, smoking my pipe. Oh, by the way, be careful. Dwarven locks are often trapped.
I now need you to make 2 con saves from the other 2 darts.
Oh,
you
no.
don't say.
I do.
Ha!
Oh.
2 con saves. Natural 20.
Nice.
And a 3.
Oh, no. Not so good.
Which is actually 5, because I know that matters. So I'll get in with 8 art, I guess.
I got you this.
Oh, God.
Have 17 poison damage.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
2d10, I rolled a 10 and a 7, I'm sorry.
How much pointy dart damage?
1.
2? 1. It was, that was
1. 1 and 1?
Okay. So 18 total. By the way, love and doors are also oftentimes trapped.
Wait, is my math wrong? You said 17 poison and 1 and 1, so that's 19.
17 total. Poison.
That's not,
oh, yeah,
19.
Yeah, well,
that,
from the one dart.
There was that other dart, too.
So that is 19.
This is 19 total that you took.
It's hey, good thing you're here, keeping us all honest.
Hey, I got nothing else to do.
And. You succeeded on the other one, right?
Yes.
So you take half as much. Wow. Rolled a 2 and a 3 on that one, so you take 2 poison damage from that one. So, 20 total.
21 total.
21.
Sure, yeah, 21.
Threat,
you say?
Nadar does not have unlimited healing.
You take 13 HP back as I come over there and gently caress you.
Thanks.
Awkwardly, like, caress your shoulder, like...
Buddy, it's
he
okay.
holds on way too long.
It will be okay.
Yes, I'm sure.
But that one you threw back, I mean, that was dope.
It will not attack me again.
And now that you see where they came from, you see 4 holes.
In the ceiling?
Yep.
Well, that would have been good to know. It's a reasonable bet that they can't do that again. So I will
don't
continue.
Be so sure.
Except for the one you threw back.
It's a reasonable bet that the one you threw back in probably is. But, just to be sure.
Although, given how much poison damage that thing did, you probably should have held on to that dart.
I mean,
yeah, that is true.
One of them missed. Can I get the one that missed?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's broken. Probably. It, well, it skittered on the ground.
Can I harvest the poison from it?
Roll me. What would that be, a dex?
Probably.
I would say probably because it requires a steady hand.
Or dex.
If you roll a one,
I think it's dex to not poison yourself.
To not poison yourself.
A little harder unless you roll really low.
19 on the die.
You can harvest enough to poison one of your shurikens. It's 2d10 on injury.
Alright. Hathor, if you could just sort of stand over me with your shield, I will try again.
Roll an investigation check.
You rolled a one.
Oh yeah, I'm a halfling. Ha! Six.
Four.
Found it.
Give me a 14.
That's good. Oh my god.
Can I investigate?
You roll with advantage, actually.
Can I investigate?
Roll with advantage, Kenny.
Yes, 16.
God damn it, really?
I'm not the rogue.
I'm
moonlighting at best.
Nope.
Yeah, have to stand over him with your shield. It'll work.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, my sixth investigation prompt.
Now's the time for your
give me one of those extra shields that we looted from one of the corpses.
We left
there.
Them outside. Not but carrying all that shit around.
You said we had one from.
Yeah,
we
do.
Okay,
they're on the gorilla. The ape.
Oh god, yeah, they're absorbed into your fucking body.
Yeah, you asked for one, and I literally look at you like
Nadar. May I borrow your shield for just a moment?
My shield
for just a moment.
The one with the platinum dragon on it.
Just briefly. I'll return it to you in just a moment.
They're a little dodged. It is not going to hurt your shield.
20 religion check. How would my god feel about me just giving out his
Verbolten?
I mean, it's for your teammates.
It's not like you're giving it to, say, a family of goblins to go murder a town. You're literally lending it to protect your ally. He's fine with it.
Okay. Basically, I will basically take both shields
be
and
very,
form.
Very careful.
Yep. I'll basically like form a shell over myself and
I'll give you half cover. Sound good?
Okay, does he get full cover?
No.
Because he's got two medium-sized shields over him.
Why?
I'll give you half cover.
Explain this to me mechanically, why?
Is it shooting from behind?
Where are these darts coming
from?
I don't know. You rolled shit on your investigation.
They did. I rolled a six.
I'm giving you half cover.
He rolled four.
Did I see where the darts came from?
Are you guiding seeing him again?
Probably a good idea.
Four.
There, go.
So helpful.
That looks much more better.
31.
Okay.
So I stabbed the Dwarger in the toe. The door opens.
I got you this.
I got you this.
Okay, so basically what's happening here is you're in there and you got your elbow depressing one tumbler and your both sides of your thieves tool depressing another tumbler and like four of your fingers depressing another tumbler and there's one you can't quite get. So you say, you look around, take stock of your allies, and say, Mirella, you have the skinniest arms, come here. And you get her to go to press one.
Just stick your finger in that hole.
You guide her.
Not that one, that's the trap.
This is the worst game of Twister I've ever played.
You be quiet, she's almost holding my hand.
That's not your hand.
She has to get quiet.
Well, I needed something to push that button.
You're a halfling. Right. It won't reach.
I had to mount the hole. You don't understand. I need her to stick her hand in here around everything else that is in here.
The door says, is it in yet?
It was in several its ago, ma'am. If you'll just cooperate.
Oh, okay. Consent, dude. Hold on.
There's a worried Nadar behind you, like, biting his nails.
My shield.
Marilla snakes her lithe arm in there. She has to get quite close to you as you do this, so that's pleasant.
I try not to be distracted.
Well, technically, I'm standing over, so she has to get pretty close to me.
Yeah, this
too.
Is a real.
Sure, yeah. It looks like a Marilla.
It's just like Twister. What do you mean?
It looks like a Marilla
it's
sandwich.
Okay,
except there was only one right hand on green, and green's in this hole.
The golden rule. So that's she snakes her arm in, deftly presses the last tumbler, and
all of its fins.
Kinda.
It takes you with
it. You, it kind of almost pulls your pinky out of socket, and it spins.
I believe I did it.
And you pull your hands out.
They are all still there.
Morella spooked her a little bit, so she backed up.
I attempt to open the door. I, whatever...
You go...
Presumably knowing how the lock worked would intimate to me which way the door opens.
Hold on. The door, get your shield back.
I don't wait for any of this. I open the door.
Oh, and I do the push. And... And the door is open in an interesting way. It's almost... Say these are the doors. They don't go that way. They don't go that way.
They swing up.
They swing on a pendulum like they scissor.
Mm.
So if you were like,
who the fuck does that
close door? These doors, they would scissor. And anyone who's standing there, that would suck.
It's mashed.
Don't be across the threshold.
They could close very quickly and to the large detriment of anyone standing in the way.
Huh. You dwarves are paranoid. You know that.
Apparently not paranoid enough. They're a citadel fight.
Right? I almost commented on that, but I'm an ape.
Paranoid in the wrong direction.
All right. I will walk in.
Yeah.
Hammer at the ready, shield drawn.
You know, it was funny while he was holding up because Nadar is left-handed, so he has a right-handed shield. So you were literally had two shields.
Dual wielding shields?
Yeah. I was dreadnoughting.
Hopefully you don't run into one of those.
So
been there, done that.
As we go in, if Morella tries to go in front of me, I put my arm out.
Oh, she doesn't try to go in front of you.
Okay. Cause I mean.
And I speak the command word for the hammer to light it up.
Okay. Before you is a large military hall.
Full of Dwargar.
It's
chock full of them.
Looks like almost like the lobby of a hotel. You go in, there's several benches flanking you on the right and the left, and there appears to be a desk. But it's a stone, like, basically countertop raised up, and several cubby holes in the wall that look like they lead to another room behind that, and stairs on the right and left of this stone countertop going up to a landing that you can see a couple hallways going off of, like to the left and to the right, and one down in front, and looks like there's a door off to your left and a door off to your right. These are all stone and iron doors, and no one appears to be in the lobby.
So there's a desk. It's like a duty desk.
It's like a duty desk. It's like where you check in, almost. There is another door behind the desk apart from those cubbies.
Well, who's on CQ?
Clearly, no one. Listen, veteran. I was never in the army, okay? Maybe the dwarven army doesn't work like the human army, okay? Okay.
What were you saying?
Okay. Who's on CQ? It's CQ desk. Who's on CQ?
What does CQ mean?
The hell if I know.
strange thing for that to mean.
Could be.
Civilian guard?
No.
No, okay. Alright, Drea, do your thing.
I tentatively walk in, like. Oh,
are you gonna cantrip her?
Track.
Oh.
You want me to what now?
You get a plus three.
She needs a plus three.
Yeah. It's gonna be 14.
Okay. You see the boot scrapes that you've seen. You also see an interesting track. Almost looks like a wolf. You see a couple sets of these. And they all go to the hallway to your right.
I kind of try to draw your attention.
I'm sure we're all looking at you waiting for something.
And I point out the wolf tracks. Can they get, like, a roll advantage to, like,
After you point them out, you can they can see the interesting tracks. And, I mean, you guys, none of you are proficient in survival, but you can recognize what an animal footprint looks like. Yeah, and
it's laid in front of us.
Got, it almost looks like a wolf or a dog of some kind. Javinia, it doesn't look exactly like a wolf to you.
I mean, I turned into a wolf.
It's bigger, and it looks like the claws are slightly elongated.
And we've seen a warg before.
Yeah, almost kind of like a warg. It's hard to say. It's just maybe a footprint in some dust. And there have been several, like, boot prints on top of that, so...
And I point where they lead, which is to the right.
All right, I'll take point.
It means charge of quarters.
Like, in charge of quarters?
No, just charge of quarters.
Like, that is your charge,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Yep. So I'll go through that doorway. See what I can see.
Keep our eyes peeled.
Okay. So you're going first?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I took my turn going first. It was pointy.
The door remains unlocked, and it leads to a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
This hallway, you imagine... Hold on. Make sure I'm doing this right spatially.
My immersion.
There's way too many papers.
Did you leave it in the office, though?
There we go. Mm-hmm. There it is. Alright, you went to the barracks. I'm sorry. I apologize. They lead to the left.
Yeah, we go to the left.
Retcon, on your right, left.
On your right, you see a couple doors that lead to rooms. They look like maybe offices or supply closets.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one door at the end that looks a bit larger. And there's no signage or anything, but you do see like an arrow. And the door remains open. And you hear... voices coming from this room. Do you wish to stealth?
I point to a seam and
my bring time forward. To shine.
Up.
Plus three.
Oh, stealth.
19.
Okay. Well, that's above. Hold on a second. Alright. You pad your way up to the corner of this door that remains open, and you can see looks like firelight coming out of it, and you see what looks to be a large training room. Got about 20-foot high ceilings, and all manner of different kinds of weapon racks on the wall, and training dummies, and look like obstacle course, and maybe some stone weights. And it looks like a military training room. Mostly just dummies, though. And in there are... maybe 8 Dwargar, and some of them are using the training dummies, others are just sitting down, they have their shields by their sides and they're drinking. It looks like maybe these Dwargar are on standby of some kind.
They don't seem to be doing formal things. They're just kind of hanging out.
No.
Doing obstacles or whatever, fighting dummies.
You see that a couple of them, one in a robe, is standing next to a wrought iron brazier. And he's kind of warming his hands by it. And near him are 2 large... dogs, And they look terrifying because they're not dogs in the normal sense. They have glowing red eyes, and they're both panting, and you can see in their mouths the glow of fire, and their chests are also slightly glowing red, and they're just sitting there next to him.
Okay.
Okay.
I pull the pin on my grenade and toss it right in there.
Flashbang!
Well, I'm going to pad my way back to the party.
You can't do that! That's not even the right system!
Bundles of alchemist's fire!
Don't shag them!
You say that, but we have...
casks of oil.
A cask of oil.
I don't.
Several casks of oil.
And
are they also in the gorilla?
No. No.
Oh.
We've got those.
only in D&D can you ask that question. Are they also in the gorilla?
That's our next t-shirt right there. Yes. Are they also in the gorilla?
What is your strength score as the gorilla?
Oh, golly. That's a good question.
Pretty good, actually, I think.
My strength says it's a +3.
So 17 at most.
Alright, I got 19.
Yeah. You have gauntlets of ogre power on.
You got you're cheater. Equal with me.
So can I get back to the party?
Yeah. With that stealth check.
So here's the vision that I have for you right here. Is the gorilla running in with a barrel and throwing it, and then the short guy with the hammer.
Donkey Kong. This is some Donkey Kong bullshit.
Guys, we're gonna get sued.
Can we make this happen?
I mean, you've got the fiery hammer,
the gorilla,
dude.
Gorilla wears overalls.
No,
where's my overalls? Where's my overalls?
The Donkey Kong doesn't wear overalls. He has a necktie.
Oh yeah, that's right. Only if you wear a necktie.
I have the overalls.
That's true. I'm sorry. No, that's how we're not going to get sued.
A necktie.
You won't wear the necktie, and she'll wear the overalls.
Yeah, there you go.
But you really have a bow tie. That's really just and some Yoshi nonsense.
And you're an electrician.
Yeah.
So what do you head back to them and report, deliver the news?
Yeah, it appears to be some amount of training room in there with sparring dummies and weapons and the like. Perhaps 8. Duergar, one of them wearing robes, and is attended by some manner of unnatural dog with glowing eyes. And
there were two of them.
Two, flanked by a pair of unnatural-looking dogs.
Well, I have an idea, and it's a little bit complicated.
All right.
We run in and kill the living shit out of them.
There are some nuances to be worked out, but overall, I like it.
As the ape, I like snort like a chuckle, like a little.
How far is the door that they're in from like where we're standing?
I mean, I assume when you saw the door with voices and glowing stuff came out of it, you maybe stayed back 50 feet.
Okay.
We have the element of surprise.
Legit, right? Like, do we have time to like, light your candles and roll your dragon gem bones and okay. See how this is going to work out for us?
Hold on. Whip my tarot cards out.
Can you do that thing where you make us all quiet?
I can.
Do that.
All right. So we'll sneak up on them and then what? Just wreak havoc or?
I pull the cask out of my backpack.
It seems eyebrows widen considerably. He's seen this movie. Well, that would be very effective. Also, perhaps very loud.
But I think it would do the job very well.
So those dogs, they were panting smoke, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that they are as concerned with fire as most.
But the Duergar damn well better.
Yes, we have discovered that they are just as flammable as anyone else. I'm for it. I mean, we've done more nonsensical things than survive to tell a tale.
Let's do this.
Here we go!
Alright, so Tell me what's happening in your surprise round.
Okay, he is going to cast silence on this doorway here.
Okay,
you which can is going to block all the sound out of the hallway because so this is all stone
walls. Yeah, so that's just 5 feet in.
If you cast it like here at the wall, it'll only go this far and still block all the sound, so we can get in the room and you can do your magic shit and whatnot.
Yeah. Okay. And she is going to hurl.
Are you going to cast darkness on the doorway? For us to, or are you going to cast Pass Without a Trace?
If we, like, if we cast Darkness, we won't be able to see to attack.
Yeah, that would go poorly for us.
Well, I mean, or like go Pass Without a Trace, or
we can Pass Without Trace if we feel the need to. But we don't even have to, because look, we're walking down this hallway. You can cast Silence 120 feet away here.
Yeah.
And then us approaching can't make sound that goes into the room.
Yeah.
True.
We don't even have to try.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm literally gonna just throw the barrel as far as I can.
I recommend
this. Is actually a nice little cluster here.
Well, should I aim for that cluster?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that way, you know, if you get a nice little of oil,
you should get splash damage.
Fire bolts, well, and they're on fire.
This was a brazier, so that's got fired already.
You, what, that's a very long
You're
throw.
Not throwing 100 feet.
I can try. I'm strong. I'm an ape. I'm just kidding.
Disadvantage.
Can I, like,
roll it?
Literally roll it down the hall? Like,
I think we want it to burst
so
open.
Donkey Kong.
So I think the throwing is important.
Yeah. Okay. The right here would be the best place, I think. Because these are braziers here, too, right?
No, those are
the
dummies.
Training dummies, I think.
Those are training dummies.
Those are training dummies, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, that's like, that bar is like a hurdle, and that checker mark thing are like
The foot thing.
The roped foot things, and then you got parallel bars, and then the things you're supposed to jump off of. It's just like a quick
agility course.
Agility course. And then you got some weights down there. There's one bro pumping iron down there, and then you got that one Dwargar in row that's just kind of chilling.
Well, now, wait a minute. He gets a disadvantage, right? Because he's probably feeling the burn.
He might be. He might have a level of exhaustion.
Unfortunately, this is not the 2016 election.
So he's he's got disadvantage because his he hasn't done leg day.
Yeah,
so,
he moves at half speed.
So silence up in this area here, so they can't hear us coming because all the sound that
just
would be bouncing through this thing, which is where they'd be able to hear us, is going to be blocked.
All right,
and she comes in, throws in this vicinity here.
Hopefully I'm actually going to try to aim for like right here,
like hit the training dummy,
like hit the training dummy.
Uh huh.
Maybe.
And then I can run in and just, like, pummel that guy.
Yeah. And I will, you know, for my surprise round, I'll firebolt where the cask hit, and anything that's got oil on them is going to burst into flame. And
sounds awesome to me. And we'll punch it from there.
So, I motion, and then go, so, like, I throw and then go in?
Mm-hmm.
Or throw and then wait?
Throw and go in.
I just love your... Your aping is pretty on point.
I wish we were videoing because, like, when I go in animal form, I do kind of like.
Because I mean, if we light these two on fire, there's still this guy right up here is going to be immediately up on us. So,
oh yeah,
I mean, you're going to want to thrash
him. So this guy or that guy?
Yeah,
I think I might divide and conquer. I'm not entirely sure. We'll see how well I throw to get this barrel into. Yeah.
By the time your turn comes around again, you'll know what to do.
All right,
yeah,
let's make this craziness happen.
Okay, so what am I going to roll to throw this barrel just there?
It's still an attack roll.
This is a cantrip, everybody roll.
You're targeting a space.
I'm going to say it's a ranged attack roll that you can use your strength on.
Yeah, with thrown weapons, it's all strength, so. And it's a simple weapon, so you get proficiency.
Yeah, it's a barrel.
Yeah.
And, you know, since you're an ape, I'll give you proficiency at throwing a barrel.
Sure. That's a racial bonus that they all get.
Yeah.
That's going to be a 26.
Hit that training dummy right in the head.
Okay.
So I walk into the doorway.
Where are you standing so we know how far you throw?
It's a thrown weapon, so I'm going to say you can be about 20 feet from it to be accurate.
Right, 20 feet, you're going to have to otherwise.
More than 20 feet, you're going to be at disadvantage.
Yeah. Chugga chugga chugga. But I don't wanna like.
You'll still get the surprise. You'll
still get the surprise.
You're running in like, Rav!
If you're here, so,
they won't have time to react before you throw.
You can get up to here.
Oh yeah.
Chuck it.
Or like here.
Here, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I go there.
And then you can literally go ape on this guy.
Yeah.
You just move another 5 feet. What's your speed as an ape?
30. Yeah.
Okay, so I think you can go there, chuck it, and then close the distance to that guy.
Alright.
And then that would be my surprise, right? Because throwing it is an action.
Surprise round. Okay, yes. Now mine.
Alright, hold on. I'm going to roll reflex saves at disadvantage for those two.
To not get doused in oil.
Sorry, dex saves. Natural 20 and a 5. 17 and a 12. Bargar have a 0 dex, so 12 is not enough. So they're both covered in oil.
All right. I will firebolt the puddle of oil that is now at their feet.
How big of a puddle this is?
You're going to have to get outside the silence.
Okay, well, I'll basically be here.
There.
That's right outside the silence. I mean, I feel like it would at least go in at least a 10 foot.
Yeah,
like
16 plus numbers, so it's 21 to hit.
Have you ever dropped a glass of water on the ground?
Light them up.
Like, just that small amount. Goes everywhere.
15, you said?
It does.
No, 21.
21. All right, so here's how this happens. The Dar. You cast the silence. Take out the cask of oil. You give it to Trevinia. Her ape-like eyes widen, and she gets excited at the prospect of putting people on fire. All of your eyes.
I'm tapping in. Ashbringer, continue.
Yeah. You, all of your eyes. You excite at the possibility of you getting the drop on someone for a change.
I like this plan. I'm happy to be part of it.
And then, with excitement, Trevinia, holding the barrel over her head, much like Blarg held the eye. As an ape waddles down the hallway with excitement, does a hop, a skip, and a jump right outside the silence.
We're all basically running right behind her.
Yeah. As you guys just follow right behind her, and she throws with the utmost precision that only an ape can throw a barrel, and it hits the head of this dummy, and perfectly explodes everything within that 15-foot square, completely dousing each of these Dwargar. They're getting hit in the face with bits of, like, broken barrel, wondering what the hell is going on. Everyone looks over just in time for Haththor to step out of the silence for them to hear the first metal sabaton hit the stone floor.
He lights smiles, a cigarette.
Whispers the incantation and just, like, yeah, basically cigarette flicks a firebolt onto the... You see the eyes of the two Dwargar covered in oil at the last second, realizing what's happening as they just watch in slow motion this firebolt. Some of the oil still in the air as you timed it so perfectly hits the oil and conflagrates the dummy and both of these poor defenseless Dwargar.
Defenseless Dwargar.
And doing a whole cask?
Oh, yeah.
All right, roll 3d6 fire.
All right. Great. That's 9.
All right. They take 9 initial fire damage and will take another d6 of fire damage each round they are on fire.
And now we roll initiative.
All right.
Some things never change.
Kenny's position in war.
Oh, hey.
Kenny's position in war never changes.
What's your dexterity?
I got a +1.
You go before me.
Kenny's position in war. I like this.
What did you gentlemen roll?
3, 4.
Oh, my jewel.
What am I going to do with you guys? 16.
All right, what did Morella get?
Well, Morella rolled a fucking natural 18, which means...
Like a boss.
She has... 21.
Did anybody get anything above a 16 other than Morella?
None of my people did. Oh, wait, hold on. I have the Hellhounds to roll for as well. Oh, actually, yes.
Son of a bitch. I shouldn't have asked.
All right. They got 17.
Okay. So and what did they get? The
door out of 12.
I don't let Morella be in the heartbeat.
And the robed Dwergar got an 8.
I guess he was looking at the fire, so he didn't really notice the other fire starting.
Right? It's like fire and fire.
It's fine.
And the dogs are on fire, so it's all.
He assumes that the people under his employ are idiots and did something. Oh, wait!
Okay.
Something's actually happening! How did anyone get in here?
There's a monkey. Where did the monkey come from?
Who let the ape in?
That is exactly what he is thinking. He's like, he's just kind of cocks his head. Why is there an ape throwing barrels of fat?
Am I making this stuff up? Are we on?
He's the most logical of all of them.
Is this a practical joke?
Questions what's going on.
Yeah.
How did this happen?
He doesn't believe that this is real.
Did you? You got the 4?
4.
Okay.
And I put away my. I didn't actually have it lit because I had to light the thing. Yeah, I draw my hammer, my new hammer.
John and his quest to get the perfect mini.
Yeah. So wait, is Mirella a ballista now? Is that somehow better?
No, those are extra. Mirella is.
Wait, that is. I was about to say, that's
Knight of the Chalice. Because it's a woman, she has a scimitar. It works.
I'm not completely sure that's a woman. I think that's just an elf.
Well, it's woman-like.
Are you saying that all shadows are women?
That's the best phrase ever.
It's right woman-like. Now.
It's woman-like.
Not sure. Exactly sure.
Mindar shrugs. Close enough.
All elves are really mad at you right now. Sorry for any elves listening. We did not try to assume your gender.
Well, I mean, he thought the halfling was a child, so it's on brand.
So many labels.
Is it even assuming someone's gender, or is he just assuming all of elfdom's gender?
Yes. I don't think he thinks there's such thing as a male elf.
Elves produce asexual.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah,
they have spores. I have read.
They lay eggs?
Sure.
Fertilized eggs already, yeah.
That's in your torso.
In your torso. And they burst out of your chest later.
This explains many things.
This is why no one likes an elf.
Yes, that is it. That is it. You know, oh God, I wish we knew somebody who could just draw, like, the bubbles of what Nadar thinks is actually going on.
Give me a whiteboard.
Have, like, what's actually going on,
like,
in the
Nadar combat scene. And like, Nadar thought bubble.
Thought bubble.
Congruous.
How elves reproduce with eggs in people's chests. I need that.
I find this to be disturbing.
Yeah, so do we. All right, so top of the round, Mirella.
Oh, wow, Mirella.
Yeah.
You don't say.
Well, not in the silence cone. No one says.
Touché. She's going to go ahead and step out of the silence cone, and she's got some spells back, so she's going to go to work.
There we go. She is officially...
25 feet to get out of the silence cone.
25 feet. Well, she's got it. And now she will lay the hate. She's gonna.
Yeah, do you see who's in?
If she wants to, you know,
talk to me.
If she wants to ensnare the robed one back there and have him like hack to death his own hellhounds, that would be solid.
Oh my gosh, that.
Are you playing Mirella or am I? You want to calm down?
She's on our team. I'm just saying.
Come in. Now she is instead gonna walk out. She doesn't like it when big, strong people are with weapons or near her, so she's going to dissonant whispers that Dwergar to her right.
The one putting his feet through the rope, of course.
Yes, as a matter of fact, yes.
Love.
She is actually going to step to the right. And could she have made it one more square to the right?
Sure.
Where'd she start? Here?
Here.
Actually, put
here.
Her against the wall.
Here?
Five, is that 10, out 15, of the 20, 25.
Is that is against the wall out of the 25. Sphere?
It is out of the sphere.
Yeah, the only these yeah. two are.
Yeah, right here would be out of the sphere.
Yeah. One to the right.
Yeah. That's fine. She's got enough room.
There we go. Fantastic.
Yeah.
She will now dissonant whispers, and if he fails, he will run right through
the rope course.
The rope course.
And hopefully get tangled in.
In that
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
They don't have exactly the best dexterity in the world.
No, they sure don't. Oh, man. Too many books.
Too many books.
Too many books.
What's going on right now?
So, fun fact about Rove, it's flammable.
Yeah.
That is a fun fact. Subscribe.
Thank you for subscribing to Rope Facts.
Kinky. Can you teach me how to do a bondage?
Okay. I'm not gonna lie. I actually had an old man at Home Depot today ask me how much rope I thought it would take for him to tie up his wife. I said, start with 3 yards.
Did you ask him how big his wife was?
No, she was there.
Oh.
And as he walked away, I said, make sure to get the soft one.
Right?
Get the silk
rope.
Hemp is bad.
Get the silk rope.
Chiefs.
No, oh, chiefs.
So you see him at customer service with 9 yards of nylon rope.
You know, at least he asked somebody's opinion.
Right, a professional.
A possible professional.
He was petite.
Oh, well, then 3 yards is plenty.
I happen to know something about this.
Well, then he asked the right person.
Exactly.
Professional opinion.
I think he was just trying to be a dirty old man, honestly.
Which is, you know, I
one
wonder
way to acquire rope.
Should have, like, pulled out the calipers. Well, let's see.
Like, could you extend your arms? Thank you. Let's see. Bust size. Gonna need to know the waist ratios. And are you going Japanese or? Because they're getting fancy. Like,
you need extra rope for that.
Multiplied by pi.
Right. Math appears from out of my head. And come with me.
It's like Sherlock.
Actually, I just said aisle 15 toward the front.
That's where the party is.
Didn't even tell him about the silk? Brutal.
Well, no, as he walked away, I was like, the soft rope. Yeah, so.
That's also where all the chain and,
Yeah,
it is.
They keep it all in the same area?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Party.
Everything they sell by the foot's pretty much right there.
Chains and studs.
The strippers are on aisle 7.
Oh.
So.
Hey. Far from the rope. Probably for the best.
I see what you did there.
Well, yeah.
So, if you guys are quite fucking finished.
When you put the words in that order, yes, we are.
That dwargar failed to save. So he takes 9 psychic damage and runs through the course. Hey, he gets to make an acrobatics check.
Okay.
Kenny. I'm
Dean. I'm sure it's at advantage, too. Because he's so on.
Look at him, Kenny. He's Dean.
I'm in charge.
And he rolled a 7.
All right, so
he falls
eats shit.
Flat on his face, eats shit, and goes no further.
And he's now entangled in the
can
ropes.
Can he get, like, up 1 point of, like, rope burn damage where he, like, skinned his face on the rope?
Unfortunately, Dwargar have resistance to rope burn damage due to their hobbies.
Okay.
Racial hobbies.
Ass trying.
They literally live in the dark dungeons. I mean.
And they shop at Home Depot.
And what do you...
Wait, there's been a Home Depot building this whole time? I'm not fighting. I have to go.
Underdark Depot, yes.
Underdark Depot.
And there the strippers are near the road.
Yes!
Alrighty. So after Morella.
After Morella are the hellhounds.
Oh, good!
At least they're all the way across the room.
At least. I hear they have pretty good speed, though.
What, like 5, 10?
Let's check the data.
Buffering.
50.
Phuket, Thailand.
15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45.
Walks into the pile fire. Of flaming puddle. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a hellhound, so it's not going to care, but still, you might want to write that down, that that's on fire. You have a red marker?
I do. I have red and orange, because color.
Yeah, all I have is brown, and actually, I figure one of those square guard need to be covered in brown.
Conflagration!
Like...
I love the sound effect.
It's a fire. Alright, so... Screw it, they're both gonna double move.
Say hello to my little puppy.
So does that one just walk like straight through the fire and just leave like little fiery footprints behind it?
Kind of.
Sticky oil?
The fire doesn't appear... Even some of the fire oil gets on their feet. They don't appear to give a fuck.
And that's kind of what I figured.
And that's him. That's the hellhounds. They both double move.
After hellhounds, it is you, Hussie.
Oh, man. And hey, look, there's some hellhounds just walked up into my range.
Want to give me some help here, buddy?
Yeah, let's see. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Yeah, I'll just tumble through both of you. Sweet. Set up the flank.
Thank you, my man.
And punchy, punchy.
What I do, I can get through squares nobody else can, so I may as well be the flank machine. Big punchy. Ooh, a 1 and a 13.
Ooh.
That's a 21 to hit.
Yep.
Hot damn.
Do you want to re-roll that 1 to see if you get a 20 with halfling luck?
I guess I can.
Yeah. Do the thing.
You can do it like once per round, so why not? Ooh. Slightly better hit, though.
Ooh, yeah.
7. 7 damage. Second attack. Twenty to hit?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, max damage of 13. And I'll take my free bonus punch. Send some here.
God, Luke's got so many attacks.
24 to hit.
Multi-class with fighter, like once.
Air attack!
Oh, actually. For 9 more damage.
Good lord.
29 damage.
Dead. What'd you roll to hit on that one?
That last to hit was a 24.
Yeah, you
I am done.
Are you sure?
I guess. For now.
Dwargar. Well, they don't like being in fire. So...
He's going to move to here.
Makes sense. That's what I would do.
And he's going to move...
Pyro Flamer.
Here. He's going to move to here.
Yeah.
And both of those will take a d6 of damage.
Does being on fire give you any sort of penalty to, you know, trying to do other things?
I feel like they couldn't hold, like, concentration, but...
Well, I mean,
they're not gonna.
It's more damage. Difficult because you're constantly taking damage.
You'd have to roll every round, yeah.
All right. And...
I don't think on fire is a stance.
Sadly not.
But maybe the DMG is something same.
Okay, so I get one attack of advantage, one attack of advantage, one attack of advantage. And,
the abbreviation for damage.
Can you...
DMG is oddly enough.
The abbreviation for damage.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, so
he's going to use... I don't believe that's a coincidence.
I don't either. I was going to say that's pretty much... It explains a Dungeon Master to the T.
They did it on purpose.
He will get up with half of his movement. So he's got 10 movement left.
And then...
Is he still fleeing?
I think that... How does that happen?
I think it's just that one round.
Yeah, but we're still in that round, aren't we?
Or that turn, rather.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the surprise round is technically its own round.
Yeah, it's just for that round.
It's kind of like command flee, but with damage.
Yeah, but she wasn't. That wasn't part of her surprise round. That was her move.
Right. It's in that after her turn was done.
Okay.
It ends.
but she's first. So I guess he's still fleeing, yeah.
Actually, no, that's actually... This would be the flee, because he has to flee on his turn, doesn't
he? No, he uses his reaction. I mean,
oh, he uses his reaction, okay.
So...
So yeah, this turn he can get out, and he can get up.
Yeah, he moves to there. And... Funnily enough, he set up the flank on Azim.
I'm not sure why you think that's funny.
This doesn't seem like a party.
So that guy that's, just flipped off the monkey fire. Bars and well, ran I mean, over.
It's, it ends at that one right there. So.
She will I was running as a monkey!
Make sure you use that to your advantage later.
Oh, yeah.
He runs that way. He doesn't get to go. He gets to attack. He gets to attack. He does not get to attack. 1, 2 on Azim at advantage.
I was hoping this room was a little bit smaller.
Damn.
It's a big one.
Yeah. It would have been nice if we had been able to harm more people.
Yeah, even with advantage, I only swing at a 14. On the first attack. Why did I give you those?
Dodge.
Number 14.
Versus had nothing to do with those misses, sir.
It's true.
My AC was 18 before.
Yeah, but. What? So quit your bitching. Hmm? It hasn't mattered yet. Soon.
Wow, man. You're telling me to stop bitching.
Yeah.
You are the king of bitching.
I know.
It's called dramatic irony, and it's funny.
And two attacks and advantage on the ape. For you people.
What's the ape's AC now?
What is the ape's AC? Of course I roll an 18 and 15 on the ape. Fuck you.
It says the base AC.
Beat your wife, Rob, not me.
12. Well, what is AC be?
Yeah, you don't have any of your gear or anything.
Two hits on the ape. All right. You take 5 from one and 9 from the other for a total of 14.
Oof.
Huge. All right. That's the Hellhounds had to move twice to get the Kenny, and I believe that is it.
My turn? My turn? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's your turn. Finally, you get to hit something, isn't it?
Does the end have any special attacks?
Just smash. Two fist attacks.
Oh, you get two attacks, though.
Yeah, I do, which is super exciting. I'm probably not going to hit with either of them.
I believe in you.
Yay! I needed your beliefs because it helped! Okay, so that's going to be a 17 to hit.
Hit.
Awesome. And then a 24 to hit.
Yeah.
Huzzah!
Hashtag wrecked.
Get the air!
So the one that is on fire.
Oh
next
shit,
the
monkey around on that one.
Yeah, guy.
The ones that you're fighting, the one that's on fire?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna punch him.
Oh, man, they're all in a pile.
Let's see how he fares.
Where's that other barrel? Do this. Yeah.
Right, like
he's got three I can. In the bag of
okay, so oh damn, he's gonna get.
But you know, there's a slight problem.
What?
There's a halfling right in the middle of all of it.
8.
I have fantastic
punching,
save.
Bludgeoning damage to the Jesus. One that's on fire.
All right, he takes it.
And then if he's still not down, he's going to take my other punch.
Yeah, he's not down yet.
Oh, which is going to be max damage, so that's going to be 12 damage.
Did you roll fire damage for those two dwarves?
I did.
Okay.
12 damage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've waited a long time for this. Describe how you killed
him. Yeah! So... I fucking rage out as an ape, and I hit him with my first one, and then I come down and kind of stomp his head into the ground as I land on my knuckles.
Just This gorilla is significantly bigger than this Rorgar.
Significantly.
Like, literally just smash his head into a million pieces underneath my knuckle as I come down.
And that's exactly what you do. He, your first hit sends him to a knee, and you just come down with this giant haymaker fist and hit him in the head and ride his head all the way down to the floor, and you hear a sickening crack, and you see some of his brain matter spill out.
As an ape, this really excites me.
Good job.
And then, let's see. I can move as well. I don't want to get out of the fray.
The Rorgar is slightly more concerned.
Yeah, that's what I did. That's what I did. I'm going to take a step here. That way I create flanking with you if you want it to.
I mean, I'm surrounded,
mess
so
up this
yeah.
hellhound. Do the best I could, and then I kind of like taunt the other Dwergar in the corner, because that's all I can do. I can only punch twice. Super excited.
Okay, fantastic.
Well, all right, after me are the robed.
Have 5 piercing damage from my attack of opportunity.
Corner when you backed away from him.
Those are things.
I forgot that was a thing. Well, I'm tripping you now.
That guy is relieved. He killed his friend. And he sinks his war pick into the ape's shoulder, and you turn back into Dravinia, where the war pick's kind of just resting on your shoulder, and you brush it off. And he looks really confused.
Can he take disadvantage on his next roll? Because he's confused. Please. I need it. All right.
You do have a bonus action.
You do have a bonus action.
Yeah.
Should you choose to.
Let's see. I wish that bark skin was a bonus action. That'd be real nice. I'm not gonna do that just yet. Yep, I'm good.
Next.
Robed.
Oh, good.
Robed. Robed. Looks like it's appeared. As it's spaled.
I need one more level.
Same.
Don't we all?
He disappears.
Oh no. This is no good. I do not like.
Okay. Fair enough. My turn.
Have Thor.
I toss the shield and the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Draw the great sword. Hex the wolf in front of me. Or the dog in front of me.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, can you put me on the...
I believe you have advantage.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter.
Holy crap, you rolled dub twos.
Don't be John if you're going to roll twos.
God damn.
You can roll 3 twos in a row.
That needs to go in the fuck off bag.
And a 3! Yes! The hellhound vexes you.
Curse!
Okay. Alright. I see how it's going to be. I'm going to action surge.
I suggest rolling on something better.
Yes. Where'd my PHP go?
John stole, like,
you assholes.
If he's not breaking my pencil, he's stealing people's books.
Oh, rolling surface. God damn it.
And he cursed it, too.
I need a PHP that I can read.
Well, you know, go to the store and get one.
You can have one of mine if you'd like.
You can order it from our online store.
Oh, man, you can support the fucking podcast.
Let me
buying
take
shit.
God damn it!
Yes!
You have inspiration.
Yes!
You have an inspiration die if you want to use it.
What the fuck?
Oh,
sure.
Really? On a hellhound? Okay.
Hey! What? Do you need some more magic?
Out, right?
You know what? No, I mean, I'll hold on to it.
Okay. All right.
But that was... I got advantage, so I do have...
This one says...
Another roll there.
Oil. Put your
handbook
152.
What? You haven't rolled above a 3! You rolled like 6 times!
Kenny's cursed.
Do you need my food magic? I will gladly share.
Holy shit.
You know what? Yes. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Kenny, I will admit, I did give you that piece of paper. And you're rolling on it.
It's true.
He just threw the paper on the floor.
I'm just saying, bro.
All right.
Boob magic is being used for those at home.
I didn't know. She has put it down her bra.
It's literal.
I didn't know.
Yep, it's literal. Okay, do you need it back now?
Yes, please.
I think the girl's here to witness the boob magic.
I didn't realize.
That's one of yours.
It's literal. Yeah.
That's mine.
There we go.
All right.
Oh, my.
Oh, you wasted the boob magic!
It's okay. It might still be on there. It's by your foot. It's right here.
It's like a touch spell. It doesn't go off until he successfully touches something.
Right there.
It's right here. Okay.
I'm not touching it. 8 for 15.
Well, that's better. But I'm not. It's not a boob magic die because it's
for the hellhound.
Yes.
Just saying.
Because it hit the floor.
That is his armor class.
Thank God. Okay.
Boob magic successful.
Just yet again.
Yay!
And second swing.
You only had to use every option available to you to be able to roll that die again.
6. 17 to hit, on the die, so two hits after burning my fucking action surge.
And your inspiration.
No, I did not burn my inspiration.
You're right. My inspiration.
Thank God I did not burn my inspiration.
Fucking 4 attacks at advantage, you only hit twice.
Oh, God.
Please roll good damage. And he only has a 15 armor class, it's not like his armor class is
right.
Not bad.
Not terrible at all. So, plus 13 magical slashing and 1 necrotic.
So 14.
Yep. Not good. Oh, that's a 6.
That's
okay.
A 6.
So, yeah, 4 and so 8 slashing and 6 necrotic.
So 14 again.
14 again. So 28.
That's good.
Where's your broken
The busted pH.
You killed it on the first swing, so you can put the second swing to
The other hellhound, please.
Other hellhound, okay.
So they're 14 hit points on each of those?
14 hit points on each of those.
Okay, so they're both dead.
Well, no, I had the other one. What are you talking about? He was asking if they had 14 hit points total.
Oh, you had hit one of the...
Yeah, I hit the one hit first. Several times.
Okay.
Yeah, he hit it lots.
Well, good. There's at least one thing that's...
He had done almost 30 damage by the time you got to it.
Oh, okay.
I had killed another one. We killed a thing. Yay.
Yeah.
High five.
Things must...
Thank you.
Got to get rid of the hellhounds before they go all AoE fire cone like they do.
So, and I use my free action to yell, Nanar! There's a caster! Watch out!
You sounded Jamaican.
You kind of did.
That was a little...
It's all right. Hey,
no, I'm not complaining.
His accent is hard and
it is. That's his warning tone. I'm just saying, it was like slightly Jamaican and it took me aback.
Nada! Watch out! There is a caster!
Hey, man, there's a caster in the house!
Who is that?
You're talking about...
I thought
about
there was only 5 of them.
They put some kind of ancient curse on Hafthor!
That's his panic.
That's why I sound like this now, man.
He's been afflicted with reefer madness. We offered to
the
take
love of the halfling's leaf has clearly slowed his mind.
Damn it to see him. Every time. I am sorry. Everyone likes the halfling's leaf. It is not my fault.
All right.
We offered to take him to the nearest temple to get cured, but for some reason he didn't want to.
All right, Nadar. You're up. What a shit show of a round that was.
Oh, man. I just realized I did something bad.
5, 10... 15, 20, 25.
I put 4 of them in a line.
30.
Yes, you did. So, not our problem.
Oh,
Nadar
dear.
Comes running
what
out there and he takes one look
do?
And goes. And wait. And I see this and I go.
And all of them kind of look to you, look to where they are, then they look back up to you with wide eyes.
Math, shit.
They'll start to turn, try to get out of the way.
Is his breath that bad?
Yes.
It's awful.
I mean, they're
Halinocchio on your ptosis.
Oh, nice. I see what you did there.
One more roll, or one more level. I get 3 of those.
What's my save?
8. It's
8.
Succeed.
It's a DC 13.
DC 13.
Yeah.
Okay. 1 success, 1 fail. Canted.
Fail. Fail.
Oh, yeah!
The front one succeeded because he's a... Shit! And the rest of his three compatriots, like, one's looking straight forward, one's looking to the right, one's looking to the left, trying to, and all their eyes go wide, but it's far too late to do anything.
So, 8 damage.
Alright. Let's see here.
From a line of lightning.
Yeah, so. Nadar gets up there, comes in there, and just takes a big breath and shoots out a line.
How long of a line is it?
It's 30 feet.
Okay.
So it's like out that here.
Was, yeah.
So it doesn't blow up this thing.
No.
So wherever the invisible dude is, he might have gotten hit.
I doubt he's at the bottom of this
line. Right? He just walks in the back of the conga line like, I got to
All right, boys, you know how we fight. We go nut to butt.
Damn it. Right. So they take it all. Their lightning breath arcs through... I mean, it arcs off the one who jumped out of the way's back, and it arcs right through the center of the other three, and they all just seize up for a moment, the lightning arcing up their metal armor, kind of jumping in between one another, and they all kind of cough up a little blood.
We should swap spots.
Bonus?
Bonus.
Because I can thunder.
Which one of those guys is on fire?
Yeah, I don't plan on staying.
That one right there, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one right immediately behind. Let's see.
You walked out of the fire.
Yeah.
Standing inside the fire.
He's better. 23 to hit.
23 does hit.
8 damage.
Jesus.
So, Nadar's left-handed. This guy, the guy in the front, he says, "Oh shit," and starts to jump to his right.
Mm-hmm.
And right into
Claw.
Well,
the mace.
Your mace.
So he takes a breath and he sees him and he just backhands. Or underhand.
8 damage, you said?
8 damage.
You under, like, swing up?
Yep, swing up.
And just catch him right under the chin. You see a couple of his teeth fly out and some blood. He looks up at you and, oh, he's not happy. You could tell you broke his jaw. Next.
After Nadar's, top of the round, Morella.
Oh, Morella. Well, I think that the one behind Azeem is going to have to make a wisdom saving throw.
Uh-oh. Now, would it be this one or this one? Because
the one that's on fire, I'm sure.
Probably the one that's on fire.
Holy shit.
Did it not work? We need to get you a better binder. Keep your shit together.
What is her save?
Yeah. Level 6.
What is her charisma? 6
damage.
Her cha is strong. The cha is strong with this one, but I just have to look at her save.
It'd be either 15 or 16, more than likely, right?
That's what I'm thinking. I just have to make sure.
Here it is.
8 Constitution plus.
It might be 17. I don't know.
It's 8 plus proficiency plus relative modifier, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I wrote a note on here. You roll 14, and her save is 15.
Uh-oh.
So he just barely failed it, and a twisted, jagged iron crown appears on his head.
Now, which one? This one or this one?
That one just behind his head.
Okay, so this one right here.
Yes.
All right, the on fire dude.
The on fire dude, yes.
Okay.
But... you know, being on fire could be so maddening.
Well, now he's kind of like...
No, it's Crown of Madness, right?
And he begins to laugh while he's on fire, while he has this twisted, jagged crown on his... The rest of his commanders go...
What's so funny? Howard, snap out of it. What's so funny? I don't get it.
What is wrong, Comrades? What is so funny? We are dying. Oh, no!
Suddenly he has a Cockney accent when he's insane.
Yes, he's insane.
All right. Hellhounds. Hellhound.
Hellhound.
Probably got his attention because I gave him some hate.
But there are Yeah, you're there, I'm there. Asim is there.
He's going to take an attack of opportunity from Asim and Hefthor.
All right.
To pull back.
Is he flanked during this
attack of opportunity? Where is he
going? Okay.
Where's he going? Where's he going?
11, I don't
think. Is he stepping back?
He's one towards me, please.
16?
16 does hit.
Please kill him before he can gnaw me.
He's not going to gnaw you.
10 damage.
Jesus.
No, I see.
He will turn around and breathe a cone of fire.
Dex saves, I presume?
Dex saves for Asim, Nadar, and Hefthor, please.
All right.
And also those two Dwargar.
Whoops. Dex save.
Oh, the one I'm... Nope. Really terrible at.
Not too terribly hard.
14.
Save.
Yes.
12.
Save.
No.
No.
Ooh.
Okay. This is gonna hurt.
I know. We're not known for our dexterity as dwarves.
Nope.
Oh, please burn his beard off.
Famous dwarven agility.
Hey, I got you this.
Mmm. Oh.
That sounded like a lot of this.
Yeah.
Hey, can I hold that pencil for me?
No!
I have 26 fire damage!
No!
You two have 13. And those other two dwarves over there who just took some hate will also have... Oh, will also make some save throws. One failed, one succeeded. I'll say the one who was dexterous and dodged yours succeeded, so he takes 12. And the other one takes 26. 13. Which, funny story...
That's his hit points.
Is his hit points. So,
my face when they didn't have as much control of these hellhounds as they thought.
Well, funny story, the one that you've been messing up only had 5 hit points left, so even though he succeeded, he jumped out of the way, but in midair was incinerated.
Whoops.
It smells delicious in here.
And it will use the rest of its...
I'm gonna kill that fucking dog.
Not if I kill it first. Ouch.
We'll move over here.
It takes an attack of opportunity.
From Dravinia, yes.
Yay!
Ape smash.
I'm not an ape anymore.
But I believe in your power of ape. To smash.
I'm Dravinia.
The ape is in your mind.
You can attempt at an arm strike if you're still in that, like, ape mindset.
The ape is in your mind.
I mean, shaken what?
It off yet.
I'm kidding.
It's a D3. You don't want to do it. Don't do that.
You know. So I guess I would just use my club?
Yeah, that would be it. Yeah.
That one?
That's only a D4. That blows.
It's a free hit. That's why you hardly ever use it.
Touché.
And you could, if you had shillelagh, it would
be
more.
I would have shillelagh. That's actually what I was going to do for my bonus action. 11 on the die. That hits, right? It's
solid.
Like,
what's your
bonus?
What's your bonus?
Jigga. That's going to be a 14.
Miss. Are you adding your proficiency?
Negative.
You are proficient with that weapon.
Ah, touche. That's why I have it. Duh. Sorry. That's going to instead be a 17.
Yes.
Okay. Huzzah. It's going to be a D4. Roll.
Plus strength.
D4. Three.
Three.
Did you add your strength?
Yes. I rolled a 1 on the die.
Aww. It was a glancing blow.
It was. But you managed to find purchase with your club. It.
I mean, 3 damage is the difference between it being dead and not.
Sometimes.
At some point, sometimes. So.
All right.
After him is Asim.
Asim.
Huh. Well, I ran out of hellhounds to kill, so I guess I'll deal with all these Dwerger.
You're on fire and beating on your friends.
Can I flank with him? Is he an ally at the moment?
No, sadly not.
No.
Who?
the Crown of Badness Duerger.
You don't always have to roll an advantage. You can just roll.
But why?
Yeah, what's the fun in that?
I'm confused.
Where's the fun in that?
You're saying instead of rolling 2d20, I could roll 1, and that's somehow good? I'm good.
It could be. All conceivably.
Right. Let's attack this guy.
Okay.
See, that's a 3. What'd I tell you?
You have like 4 attacks.
I have like 2 attacks.
Yes, spend key points to get the extras.
15 to hit?
Duergar?
Yeah. I don't remember what their armor class is.
No. Bounces off his shield.
Alright.
You seem to remember something about their shields being broader or something.
Yeah.
It's because they like the ladies.
Try my... I'll just try my free bonus punch.
Bonus punch!
There we go. 20.
20 is a hit.
4-7 damage.
4-7.
And then I'm going to... bonus action disengage.
Okay.
For a key point. And... go back here. I need healing. I have been injured. Por favor. I'm done.
But are you in the silence? If you're in the silence, you can't say that.
I can say it on my over.
You are in the silence, yeah.
You can just...
all right, the Duergar.
Point to the blood, like...
all right. Mr. Crown of Madness.
Ah, yes. Mr. Crown of Madness. He will... enlarge.
You know, Chuck.
And then we'll take a swing at one of his allies. Preferably the one that is bloodiest. The one you just hit.
That's the one.
Rolled a 6.
But is that before or after we checked to see if he died because of his fire damage?
He's still on fire.
He yes. is
now
on
he's on
fire.
More fire because he got bigger and the fire got bigger with him.
No, did not.
What?
He takes.
I like where your mind is, though. Just,
yeah. He does not die from the fire, but look at you, keeping me honest.
You just gotta try.
The fire doesn't get bigger.
His clothes get larger, but the fire on them don't. Bullshit.
So, like, half of him's on fire now.
Maybe it's just
we got a shader problem on the server,
right?
He's now on
having a pop-in issue. The fire's not appearing on the rest of him.
He's lost it, actually.
I've already tried reinstalling my drivers.
Dog, this technology came out in the 70s. What do you want from me?
They patched is like version 5.
It's fine. It's fine. Still 70s graphics.
Surely they should have worked on the physics by now.
So do his companions, are they perturbed that he got swung upon by their bike?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so the other 3?
So those 2 next to him are going to enlarge.
Wait, he has to stand on
no.
the net.
No. And then they're both going to swing at their buddy.
This is fantastic.
That's what Crown of Madness does. But one of them hit. And because he's enlarged, he does
a lot, as I recall. It hurts.
2d8!
Yum.
God, I wish I could crit with one of these guys.
You can crit on one of your own guys all you want.
Yeah.
You have our unbridled blessing.
10 plus, I believe it was... So he takes 12 more damage. Damage, if you will. Too many bugs, too many bugs. For... funny point is, he had 12 hit points left.
Oh, got him!
He buries one of the other enlarged one, looks up, gets all big... buries his war pick right in the Crown of Madness's head. Crown of Madness just evaporates, and he twists it, and there's a sickening crack as he pulls it out, and he just falls limp to the floor, into the fire, and starts to burn.
Delicious.
And let's see here.
Barbecue
to order.
And large. Going after Gervinia.
Uh-oh.
Gervinia, you don't want this to happen.
Bad touch, bad touch. I don't wanna play with this guy.
Sadly, I rolled an 8.
Sadly, for
and you see it coming, and because he's larger, he's slightly slower, and you're like, oh shit, and you just he buries his pick into the floor where you were just standing a second ago.
Alright, and now Stravinia's turn.
Okay.
Indeed, Trevinia's turn.
This is going to be really silly, but I need him to make a constitution save.
That is odd.
Mm.
Good luck.
Could be good.
I hope it's not.
No, I mean, could be good for you. I rolled a 7.
That's fantastic for me.
Oh, dear.
Poison spray in his face.
Ooh. Oh. No, it's not good.
Well, I mean, he's resistant to poison.
But, yeah.
I mean...
But I'm still rolling 2d12.
Could be good.
So that is 13.
He takes 13, half down to 6. It's actually the first damage he's taken.
And I cast Shillelagh on my club.
All right. You hand out, throw poison directly in his face. He... looks back at you, kind of pissed, and you look at him, kind of pissed, and you're running your hand over your club, and it elongates and starts glowing with green magical energy.
With the thorns and everything that come with it, and I know I'm going to take the attack of opportunity by moving.
Guys.
Okay.
Everyone in this party, besides her, roll a perception check.
Oh, I actually fucking rolled good this time.
Waka chaka.
Waka. Oh, give me a 21.
Did you roll nat 20?
Nat 20.
What'd you roll?
A 3.
A 3? Okay.
21.
Perception's never been Asim's strong point.
That would be 24.
Nadar and Hathor. You see her kind of casting this on the side. And she seems in the throes of battle as she's concentrating on her spell. And Azim, you're a bit too injured to worry about what's going on over there. But as Nadar and Hathor look over to assess the new foe attacking Gervinia, and she casts Shillelagh on her thing. You notice there's a slight glow from her chest. That's never happened before. A slight green glow that emits from under her armor.
The fuck?
And it fades quickly after the spell is cast. That's it.
Ain't natural.
Yeah. Okay.
It might be very natural.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to... I disengage is not something that I have, but I'm still going to try to get out of range. So that's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
21 to hit.
6. Oh, absolutely, that hits me.
I believe that hits all of us.
Without the fuckery.
Mm. Have 11 piercing damage.
Yikes!
He spits the spray out. You cast Shillelagh as you try to run away, and he kind of scratches the back of your back with the kind of tip of his pick, and you take 11 more like slashing damage.
Yeah, as he rakes it across my back.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. All right, that's me, robed creature.
Robey McRobe Dick.
Mm. Need a dex save from all of you.
All of us?
All of you.
Son of a bitch. I didn't want to be clustered. I tried to get up farther away.
No. 15.
Thank goodness for boob magic. 21.
12.
Oh, I don't like the amount of dice in your hand.
So, what we get? 20-something?
21.
Mark?
15.
John?
12.
7. Okay, everyone who got 15 or higher.
Yes.
Take actually, 14 or higher, you take half of this fireball. Cast to 4th level.
Phuket, Thailand.
But don't worry, his one of the Dwarvikar compatriots also takes it, if it makes you feel any better.
Well, he's not an evoker.
Sure isn't.
I guess I feel better?
I don't feel better. I feel crispy.
I thought you rolled 21.
I still take half.
Yeah, it's not as crispy as these guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not a crispy critter, but...
I'm going to need a heal, like, immediately.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it's 29 fire.
I'm down.
So that's 15 for the halfers?
No, that's 14.
14 for the halfers?
Okay. Who land? I'm at 3.
I'm at 2.
God, damn. Bless America.
Don't worry.
Now, where is he?
Yeah. You don't know.
We
bullshit.
Don't know.
He drops the invisibility to cast a spell.
Not with greater
invis. Not with greater invis.
What?
Uh-huh.
That is how greater invis works.
So does Cheeky take damage too?
One of them will roll a dex save. Fails. Takes the 29 and goes down. So... Take that big one.
This is where glitter dust is amazing.
Yeah,
this is where glitter dust does not exist.
Because I knew it was broken.
You need fairy fire. Or better yet, you need to drop some spike growth in the middle of the fucking field.
Right, but I don't know where he is. It's too much of an area.
How big is the area of spike growth?
Because I was thinking about that. It is a 20-foot radius.
That's... huge.
So it's a 40-foot diameter.
That would basically, you could get everything except the edges and the squares here. Like a big
blob.
An 8x8.
But that was the robe's turn, Hathor.
So could we see where the fireball came from?
Well, we know.
And I fail.
We know that he got hit.
Because it makes that bright red bead. Can we see where it came from?
Sure, it's. I mean, you weren't paying attention exactly to where it was. It would take, like, a nearly impossible perception check to, like, denotate the area, but you do know it came from back here somewhere.
So, here-ish?
There-ish, yeah. I mean, roll a perception check, Trevinian. Since you're one of the only people with AOE.
Ugh. It's going to be a 13.
13?
Yeah.
That's well enough to know about, you know...
Like a
15
foot.
You've got a pretty good guess of where maybe if you dropped it, if he stayed in the general area, you might be able to get him a spike off.
Okay. Where would I know?
When it comes to your general.
Okay, cool.
Alright. Half a fail to save. Nadar.
Well, doesn't he need to make a death save?
I already did. I failed.
Saving it. Gotcha.
Everybody gets 24 hit points back.
Ooh.
God damn!
I had to burn 24? A good spell.
24?
Ooh, that is a good spell.
Sexy.
Oh, yeah, and Norella, thanks you, because she was down, too.
I'm so glad we are part of your party.
Right.
Oh, wait,
that scale looks mighty nice on your chest.
Yes, it do.
I actually rolled really high on that, so...
Way to fucking go, Nadar.
I am back to half.
I'm only...
Half the door! Half the door! Well fucking done.
All right.
Oh, man.
Now, looking at everybody, how are you at?
I'm bloodied.
I'm
barely.
No longer bloodied. You put Morella to full. 24 is her full HP. She was dead, right, and now she's full.
It's like I was gone, and now it's fine.
I have a scratch.
She was dead, now she's ready to wreck face.
She's gonna try.
Speaking of wreck face, it's her turn.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. Apologies.
Hold the phone.
Wait. Apologies. Usually, once I cast a spell, I'm pretty spent.
typically. I mean, he's a multi-spell-tastic
sort of guy. He's a wonderful dragon.
Bonus.
Bonus.
Shiza.
Mm.
16 hit.
Who?
This.
The only giant dwarver.
That is his armor class.
Woot!
You don't have to guide it straight.
Sweet!
Then I do,
Actually, you'd have to declare that before I told you whether it had or not. Guided strike works.
That is true.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I have to declare it before. So he does 8 damage.
8 damage?
Yes.
8 damage. Huzzah.
And then, that is my turn. I have healed, I have hit, done damage.
Yeah.
I have moved.
Hit point bars changed. Did your job.
8, you said?
8.
Okay, he's more than bloodied. He does not look happy. Top of the round, Mirella.
I'll put her around to you.
All right. She doesn't like any of this.
It's... I mean, the invisible guy is really a concern here.
Yeah.
Especially when somebody just did a 4th level fireball on us.
And a 4th level fireballs, that means greater invisibility. Fireballs.
Mm. Okay.
Which is why I moved out of that spot. I was like, let me move out of here.
Yeah, we need to spread apart.
Mirella. Well, from the back, she will get behind Dravenia.
Okay.
Take a step by.
Yeah, she's in the rear. And she will mumble something under her breath. And...
So spells go through the silence bubble?
The spells will.
The silence bubble stops her.
But if you need a verbal component, you can't say it in there. But the spell itself doesn't require sound. I mean, a sonic attack, of course, would work. But right. Nobody's doing that. Thunderwave isn't even sonic damage, is it?
It's like bludgeoning.
A frost giant appears.
Oh, shit.
Jigga what?
Appears.
I mean, Morella's working her mighty magic levels of appears.
Just materializes. Its axe hits the ground and it roars.
Well, all right.
Thunderwave is force damage.
Okay.
Somehow I just
so it would work in the silence.
Ice giant is the right thing for all the fire.
That'd be good. Put out all the fire.
Is he melting?
He's not.
He does not appear to be happy with all this.
Melting.
And let's see. Let me just read this. It's okay, because I think it's an illusion. And that is her turn. If you guys wish to see if it is real, you may roll an intelligence investigation check if you are examining it.
It's not facing us?
It is currently not.
Can I use advantage because I've seen her do this kind of thing before?
No. If you have, like, advantage versus, like, charm or enchantment effect.
No, I don't.
13 investigation.
Okay.
16.
Did you say perception, investigation?
Investigation.
Are you sure it's not perception?
It's specifically in the spell.
13. You think it's real?
8.
You think it's real?
Natural 1. Oh, fuck!
How did the frost giant just appeared out of nowhere?
We are boned beat feet.
Did you
did you roll a one?
I roll a natural one.
Does, like, your brain explode or something? Nah. Do you get crit?
They don't have critical failures anymore.
No, I am probably going to have to clean out my armor after this combat.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. You frost
giant. Now go and change your armor.
You guys have dealt with a hell giant before. This is frost giant.
You put a pile of brown underneath him.
That is now difficult terrain.
It is.
It's difficult terrain to stand next to, too. Oh, gross.
Need an acrobatics check to cross
smell
through
damage.
That.
Smell damage.
You did not hear it happen, though.
I'm going to let
right. No, there's just suddenly a smell accosting me. I'm in the silence. I've got no clue.
All of a sudden, a firebolt comes from out of his hand and hits the ground next to him because he panicked firebolts. He doesn't cast the spell. It just happens, so he can't, like, aim it. It just goes off in a random direction.
Great. Now it smells like flaming shit in here.
It's better flaming shit than just plain.
Right. That's no. Morella's turn, and she's going to take off.
No, she's at full health.
The sad thing is, I've seen her do this before, but it wasn't me because I was possessed by a primordial being at the time.
Azeem!
The hellhound side.
You hear
nothing. I'm in the silence.
Oh, that's right. Half Thor! You're down.
No, I'm back up now.
Did you skip me? What the hell's happening?
Babe, hold on.
I'm confused.
Relax. Morella's not done.
Oh, God.
Trevenia. You hear a mandolin tune, and it's a familiar mandolin tune. It's like a popular tune among Northern Vulcan. You used to sing it when you were a child. It gives you a sense of inspiration.
Oh,
take
man.
A hand inspiration die.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Alright, Hellhound.
Did it make its investigation check?
Does not gain its breath weapon back. Made its investigation check. I rolled a natural 17. Rolling my red die for the Hellhound.
Okay.
And it will
it's gonna charge Nadar. Basically running straight through the legs of the frost giant.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because it runs straight through the legs. But Morella moves the legs out of the way to make it look like it ran under his legs.
She's clever like that.
And the giant's like, whoa! Hot dog!
And you guys, this thing... and the hits keep on coming. This thing smells, this thing looks, this thing sounds exactly like a frost giant. Even when it puts its foot down, you hear like a... You don't feel anything, but you hear it. Mm. And Hellhound comes up to Nadar. And I roll a...
Less than a 21.
19 to hit you.
That would be less than 21.
That would be less than 21. You're correct. Your math serves you well. So it comes up and bites, and you just put your gauntleted forearm in its mouth, and it just can't get around your armor, and just throw it off you. But I think you're a bit more... But you look up in terror at the impending doom of the frost giant.
I got it.
Oh, that's right. You're the only one who got it.
Yep.
So you throw the hellhound
impending
off.
Impending nothing.
The hellhound. Azeem!
Oh, man. Look at this dwarger in the corner. Let's kill it.
What is this, the Three Stooges?
It's about to be.
I'm going to turn this one dwarger into Three Stooges.
Watch the one douches over there.
19 to hit.
19 does hit.
Exciting.
Oh, goodness.
14 to hit.
14 does not hit.
All right. We got one. Pink. 4. 11 damage.
11 damage. It takes it.
Has this guy been hurt before?
Mildly.
Yeah.
Very little.
So is he bloodied now?
He is now officially bloodied, yes.
Alright.
He was doing fine, but then you whacked him across the face with your quarterstaff and it sent him for a loop.
He's got little Tweety birds.
Little apparatuses of Qualish just floating in.
Flurry.
19 and a 25.
Both
hit. A punch. 10.
Down.
And a punch is falling down body.
Just a swift kick to the head.
You kick his knees out from under him and you just
pummel him into the corner.
You punch his horizontal body straight into the wall. You look badass. Congratulations.
Nice.
Flex.
Last door. The one door guard that's left.
Mm-hmm.
Did he make his investigation check? Or is he fighting a frost giant?
He made it. Wow. Mm-hmm. Rolled a natural 17. This dice likes rolling 17s. So he is going to go after Nadar.
I mean, he's right there.
Nader. Get him.
I did not roll above a 21.
Well, that's a good thing.
So he, after you throw the hell on off, you see a war pick coming down, and you just kind of put up your shield and brace, and you kind of catch the war pick, and you throw it back up and look at him in the face. And
Nadar's left-handed. He would use scissors.
I'm sorry, his right hand with the shield, mm-hmm. My bad. And you throw it up in his face. Well, that's why he couldn't hit you, because you vexed him with the right-hand shield attack. He's not used to, you know...
Dwargers kill all the lefties at birth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he figured out that the giant is an illusion, but he couldn't figure out whether or not you were right or left. Mm-hmm.
No, he figured it out. He's just not used to fighting it. You know?
Right,
you
know, like...
Huh. Every time I swing, there's a shield there.
Like right-handed batter versus left-handed pitcher. What the fuck is that?
Right? Everything's all backwards. All right, so let's see. That was that Dwarger's turn.
Dravinia.
Dravinia, yes. It is your turn.
Okay, you gonna tell me?
You think probably back in this general vicinity.
All right.
If you remember, that's where the Hellhound retreated to.
Uh-huh. That's what I was thinking as well. So it is a 20-foot radius. So I'm going to... Actually, can I have the brown?
You guys need a string.
So you can just do a compass.
I want those templates. Where you can just set them down. They make them.
I've not seen this device.
Templates?
Sounds neat.
Yeah, they're like AOE. Clear plastic templates, and they circles like 20-foot radius and cones and things like that. Matt Mercer uses them, and I want them pretty badly.
I've got some transparency paper.
Yeah.
We could just make our own.
Yeah,
we could.
I mean, these are inch-by-inch squares. It wouldn't be hard.
You know, make like little fire and... Brambles.
Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah, you just need some like clear plastic and just like cut them out.
Oh, you've got a vinyl machine, so
we can't use anything that's like not flexible. Like that kind of plastic doesn't cut right, unfortunately.
Bummer.
The blade just tears like through it.
Because I was awful. I never was an art major.
Circle
don't,
the
don't show Michaela this. Okay.
Right, she would judge you hard.
All right.
All right, so what happens in the spell?
So, I focus on where I think that the fireball came from. So I point in a circle, a giant circle, vines and spikes shoot up through the ground, making it difficult terrain. When a creature moves into the area, it takes moves into or within the area, it takes 2d4 piercing damage for every 5 foot it travels. It then turns camouflaged into natural looking.
So it disappears as soon as you cast it.
Yeah, invisible upon G6.
Great.
All right.
You want me to not go in that half of the room ever?
You hear a sickening and roll 2d4 damage, please.
Oh man, got him.
Does I don't think greater invisibility drops.
It's a concentration spell.
Oh, it is.
5 damage, piercing into his feet.
Poke, 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 poke. Tell me, rolled terrible. Trying to get you to break concentration all day.
How much? 10 or half.
10 or half.
Whichever's higher?
Mm-hmm. Whichever's higher.
Oh, he appears shit. There.
I see yes. you.
He's hiding in between the dummies.
And you ended this guy, so I say, hey!
Whispers something 20, in undercommon, which I don't think any of you speak.
Sadly, no.
30.
This guy barely speaks regular common. All right, and that was Dravenia. Unless you'd like to bonus.
No, I can't bonus. I don't have any like bonus spells that are worth
healing ward, don't
you? Yeah, but I don't need it. I don't need healing. Okay. I'm at 1 hit point. Or I'm down 1 hit point.
I might need healing.
Yeah, you ever think about healing the healer, Jace? Or...
I'm close enough to you. You need it?
I'm
6. Alright, well then stop bitching.
I'm at 26 of 44.
I can get to
him. I'm gonna beam myself on this leg.
You're gonna run through this.
I'm gonna jump onto him.
Oh, okay.
And beat him in the face. He's a fucking wizard. He can't do shit. He casts fireball. He ain't no cleric. I'm gonna go over there and beat him in the head. And he's gonna cry.
Kill the wizard. The wizardy wizard.
And my jump distance is doubled when I step with the wind, so I can totally make this fucking jump.
Yeah, you can, actually. Hop up on that balance beam.
Right.
Bam! To the head. That's my plan.
Just don't land in this circle.
I'm gonna.
You saw.
I'm gonna land on him.
Damn.
That works. Just ride him down.
Yeah. Just like, just jump on his shoulders and like monkey.
Trevenia, take 8 force damage.
I don't.
Magic missiles.
Oh, want to take 8 your force way damage. As he
is unfucking appreciative of your spike growth.
Yeah, hold on. I wasn't hold appreciative.
Hold
of
on.
His...
Don't hold. You have the brooch of shielding?
No.
We have one.
Yeah, we have one.
Someone took
never
it.
Fucking donned it.
I don't have a brooch of shielding.
It's in the party loot somewhere from back in the day, and I swear somebody put
yeah,
it on.
Yeah, it's in the Frelin.
I don't have it on.
I don't know why you guys decided, oh, this is garbage, just throw it away. I'm like, it's a brooch of shielding, what the fuck are you talking about? Alright, sure. Because it uses the amulet slot. I might need that.
I for all these amulets we get.
I mean, you might have told me that, but I didn't do it.
Not gonna retroactively
no,
fucking
I mean,
put on, right? Sorry.
No, absolutely, I'm not gonna.
Wait, it's been recorded. We go review the entire podcast history to see
maybe after this, you should put on the brooch of shielding.
I think that sounds like a lovely idea. And next time, I think I'm
part
gonna.
Part of experience is learning.
I need you to roll me 6d4.
Me?
Yes.
Oh shit, he's gonna move through it?
He can't oh. fucking see it.
I thought you meant like but, damage for like, myself.
I got stickers in my boots. But one, what two, about the frost three. Giant? Does he recognize it? That's a very good question.
No. So, Dravenia.
You.
Never mind that 8 damage.
But
he magic missiles.
The frost giant.
The frost giant.
Yeah.
And Morella makes it seem as though the frost giant took the damage.
Awesome.
She is boss.
Yeah, man. Run, that's part of running illusions. You gotta pay attention.
That's
and
my
he
girl.
He looks at the frost giant and goes. There you are! And just fucking almost impales himself. It's like a Saw movie. Like he's trying to get out of the fucking razor blades.
Okay, it,
would you like to play a game?
So he was here?
Yeah, he took. He moved 3 spaces. I counted.
Okay.
64, please.
2, 4, 6. Okay. Please don't all be ones.
Roll 64.
On 6d4? That would be impressive.
It sounds like it can happen.
Ooh, that's actually pretty fantastic.
That actually did.
Pretty good.
Not, yeah. Chigga chigga.
Every fucking time, girlfriend.
All right, so that's going to be 16. I mean, considering it's just d4s.
You rolled what the first time on the 2d4?
Five.
5, 6, 7. 21 damage just with your fucking spike growth.
All right.
Okay.
Go back to him, puppy. Yes, run through it. Devil puppy.
Alright, that was rogue. Half Thor. Alright, let's see. Let me see how far. Let's see.
You're really
did
fucking
I say
far
16?
Now. I could use Bill Region.
Okay, that's what it was. 15, I sometimes 20, can't math.
Wherever. Kill the hell out of
that. That was the clutch spike growth. And he
50, rolled like an 8 on the constitution.
He doesn't have good constitution, so.
Okay.
Because he's a wizard.
I'm gonna move over here. I'm gonna make a ranged spell attack.
Swing away.
I hope this works.
It's okay. Never put your faith in hope.
I mean, unless his AC is a 10.
You need to.
No, it's bad, but it's not that bad.
Unless Bahamut can help me out here with some war gods.
Ex post facto? Wait.
What not?
Not until another level.
D8 inspiration.
Yeah.
It doesn't apply to damage.
Okay. Don't you have inspiration?
For hit.
I'll use my inspiration point.
You don't have War God's Blessing yet?
No, I don't.
15 to hit.
Yes.
All right. So, a little something happens that hasn't happened in a while.
You hit? No, I'm just kidding.
You walked into that.
I couldn't stop myself.
So now I'm gonna do something cool, but yeah, I guess not.
Man, that's so awesome. I'm
so I stalk my way over here, past the gymnast bars over here, and you see lightning start to play over the surface of my armor.
Nice.
And I thrust my hand out and I hit him with a witch bolt.
Oh,
you haven't done that in a while, you're right.
Oh, man.
For 8 lightning damage.
Ooh, sizzle.
Ongoing.
Yeah.
I updated the initiative chart with that sick burn. He's like 3/8 the thorn.
Right.
Did you get him?
He's gonna counterspell.
Oh shit! Counterspells!
Oh my god! What the fuck?
You want to talk about shit that never happens in D&D?
Yes.
He's got it. He would use it.
Wow, buddy. I can't remember the last time I've seen a counterspell in D&D. I think it was the Epic campaign.
5th edition makes it a lot easier.
Because it's a spell,
mm-hmm.
rather than all the weird convoluted
rules. I see the spell fizzle out about 5 feet in front of me.
I never use counterspell.
And I go,
it's complicated.
Yeah, it's way too complicated. I'd rather just deal with the damage. Yeah,
but now it's just the spell.
Nadar, please kill him.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Sorry, it's just what he's got.
All right.
Yeah, I get War God's Blessing next level.
Oh, well, I mean,
we're going to get there.
Are on 1,500 points, I get War God.
You guys are only 1,500 away?
Yeah.
I mean, with their bullshit math, I need 2,100.
Okay.
Whatever.
I don't know, man.
You had to.
You are 600 behind,
dude.
Hey, I think you should give him some extra XP for using his dick to open a lock.
No, but I do think an inspiration
that's
point
just
is
on brand for him.
You only need to do one cock push.
Nadar, I mean, it is your turn.
He is. I mean, he is a scene the three-legged monk. I mean.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
No, I do think an inspiration point would be order if he had actually used his dick to open the lock.
Yeah, that's true.
Fortunately, the halflings share a trait with the duck in that this is corkscrew shaped. You're right there, buddy. Rob made the saddest face.
The room was momentarily rendered speechless.
Austin uses silence.
What is the
turns out the verbal component is corkscrew dick. That's a shake weight. You gotta curl it with the halflings. More like this.
Oh, God. What is the range on a javelin? Does anybody know?
I think it's 2060.
26.
Same as all the other thrown shit.
No, that won't work.
Yeah, he's really fucking far. I'm mad about his 15 foot move because I was totally gonna jump on
him. You kind of still can, actually.
He took 16 damage to get that.
I don't give a shit. He was gonna take way more when I jumped on him. And then he was gonna take fall damage into the spikes.
Is why I moved. Fuck you.
Well, fuck him too.
If you step of the wind, how far in feet is your jumping distance?
24.
Okay. So.
Oh, it's not that I can't get to him.
Oh, you gotta get over here to get there. Fuck. Okay.
It's that I will be out of stuff to do. I'll just be able to run up on him, and that's not as fun. I want to hit him.
Yeah, fair enough.
I take attack of opportunity.
Actually, javelin is 3120. I was wrong.
Yeah, kill the doggy.
John, javelins are 3120.
Natural one.
So, if that changes your mind.
It doesn't.
What? 30 and 120 is the javelin range. Yeah, they're way farther than this wrong shit. I was wrong.
I need him to make a... Or I need Rogue Guy to make a dexterity saving throw.
Get some Sacred Flame action.
I'm going to try Sacred Flame.
Can I
natural 20.
He say no. That's my kill.
Bad touch.
That is an action. I don't want to burn one of my other.
And when I see that happen, I go, Mirella, would you please kill him?
I may have something amusing.
You always have something amusing, darling.
She wakes. I mean, she's got the frost giant still. He's pretty sold on that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's all I got. Sorry.
All right.
I've set up flanking for somebody.
Mirella is top of the round, unless you need anything else.
Yeah. All right. let's see here.
You also consider that Asim can't charge straight through here because he doesn't know that's a fake frost giant.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go around.
No. So we've got fire. We've got spikes. We've got lots of area. Or has that... Yeah, I mean, it's only been less than a minute. I'm sure it's still on fire,
flaming oil.
Right?
It's going to be on fire for a good...
Oh, what? Oh, it's going to burn like a tire dump.
Okay, so... And this room has no ventilation, so I imagine it's starting to get smoky in here?
That would make sense, actually.
She uses a... bonus action to kick Hathor a point of inspiration.
All right.
And she takes the frost giant and marches him across the spike field, taking time to make it seem like the frost giant is actually taking injuries from the spike field.
What I should have done is like use my turn to wiggle my fingers at the frost giant and then have her like make it disappear. So it looks like it went invisible.
Right.
Just to mess with him more.
Meta illusions.
You see the Dwargar Mage's eyes get wide and the frost giant just reaches up with an axe and the mage just dives out of the way and the axe lands just next to where he was. And you hear the mage scream,
and the ground makes a loud clash and has absolutely no damage to it.
Yes.
And, not that I can see that from
and
probably
so
all the way
on the
far
actions,
side of the room.
To kick you an inspiration die. She used an action to control the quote-unquote frost giant, and that is her.
All right.
Hellhound.
Hellhound.
Have no fury.
Does not get his breath.
Like a woman's corns?
So he will just go.
Well, that's why hell hath no fury, like, because it's not a thing that exists.
He will continue to go after Nadar.
It's making sense.
Old Nate, so nope. He's harrying you, but he can't seem to find purchase.
He comes at Nadar, and Nadar kind of just sticks his ace into his face and
hits him in the nose.
Spot no.
No.
I do you a boop.
Bad doggy.
All right, and that's
your new spiritual weapon is a roll-up newspaper.
You haven't cast spiritual weapon yet. You cast spiritual weapon.
I've been saving it for a battle that we needed it.
Yeah, this hasn't been the most horrifying.
The tank fighter went down.
Now, that was rough. I understand that. That's why I burned some of my high-level spells for that one.
All right, so...
It's been a while since I've actually, like, been knocked unconscious. That's
yeah,
that's new
that was a scary...
I mean, I'm throwing harder stuff at you guys.
Five, oh, yeah.
15, 20...
XP will be worth
25.
It.
Stop here for a punch, or a quarterstaff swing with advantage.
Technically, he would stop one space back because technically he's enlarged.
He's like right there.
Oh. Well, I can't flank him then because
you
have to be on opposing corners.
You're on opposing. No, you just have to be on opposing sides.
Oh, okay. Did they change it? Because 3.5. If you were doing a corner, you had to be on the opposing corner.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought he was. Okay. I miscounted the things.
I forgot that he was large. Are you actually here in this space?
No, I'm here.
Yeah, so you can't flank. Sorry. All right.
Well, in
you
that
can swap
case,
spots with me, but I
can't move you on my turn.
I know.
All right, then. 5, 10, 15. This isn't in the fire, right?
Not
correct.
20,
25,
30.
I'm kind of like tiptoeing and skirting it. All the oil is pretty much burned out at this point.
So we'll do this flanking instead.
That'll work.
18.
18 does hit a hellhound.
Max damage.
Of?
13.
13.
Still up?
Still up.
Again!
But severely hurt.
20.
20 hits.
Not quite max damage. 12.
12. Kills it.
Good enough.
Woo-hoo.
And
I see him whirling Staff of Death.
Dravidian and I are now in 35.
Alright, Azeem, Dwargar. Is it? I think they're all dead, aren't they?
Nope.
One more.
The one that I tried to flank.
Well, technically, he would have gotten an attack of opportunity on you because you've left his.
Yeah, that last 5 foot would have gotten one.
I rolled a 6, so 10 total, and so that's not going to hit. But he's going to go after Nadargan.
So you two are flanking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Rolled a 17 to hit. Does not hit.
Nope.
So you're basically tanking this Dwargar.
Bing, bing.
He's getting frustrated that he can't seem to find purchase upon you. Dravinia.
I am protected by Bahamut.
I mean,
sometimes.
Had I not seen that other cleric almost whip your ass, I'd believe you.
That guy was tough.
Sometimes Bahamut is not paying attention.
He was napping.
He's got other stuff.
He's very busy.
I'm going to produce flame.
Nice.
And throw it at the guy that I'm flanking.
Technically, you're within melee.
Yeah, so you disadvantage.
So
well, it would actually cancel out because of
that's flanking. True. So yeah, just roll one because you're flanking. But you're
but if you hit him with your club, you roll both d20s and the damage you add your stat to.
Yeah.
So this is the superior choice.
Yeah. This is clubby time.
Yeah, because I've already cast Shillelagh on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So. It doesn't do me any good.
It's a 4 and a 2.
It's a 4 and a 2.
It's very sad.
Alright. No bueno.
Alright. Roby Robe Dick.
Okay, well, he's got a frost giant to contend with.
He should fireball it.
He should fireball it.
Right in the face. Just.
Don't give him any ideas.
I want him to waste his fireballs on the illusion.
True.
Give him bad ideas.
Yeah.
He's a multitasker, so he's going to fireball. Again, actually, you know what? This is a frost giant. He's going to use his only fifth level spell.
Oh, God.
On the frost giant.
On a fireball that encompasses the frost giant, Azeem, and Nadar.
Oh, shit, I'm going back down.
Dex saves, both of you. And the frost giant will make a dex save, blah, blah, blah.
Strong.
Oh, dear God. Thank you. Thank you, Bahamut.
You haven't said Paladin all evening.
Right?
I'm proud of you.
In my head, I'm saying, don't 17? Say Paladin, don't say Paladin, don't 17? Say Paladin.
Success.
17.
Success! Way to go, guys!
That's what I was like, thanks, Bahamut.
You're still gonna take a fuckload, but.
Yeah! They call me Cuban Beef. I'm the king of the Rumble Beef.
I roll only ones.
He's rolling.
Oh, those aren't only ones.
Those aren't only ones.
I only rolled 1-6, if it makes you feel any better.
But a lot.
I know how math works, it doesn't.
Shh. Would you let me count my dice, please?
I'm not counting them, I'm just.
Spying on them.
I'm spying on them.
No. Sort of reporting on how there's bad news.
Exactly. I'm,
not necessarily what the news is.
Right. It's bad news, guys.
Tazim and Adar, you're about to get fucked.
Thank God you rolled a save, because that was 37.
So it's still 18.
Still 18.
Jesus.
Are you up?
I'm still up. Barely, but I'm still up.
The frost giant appears as though it was just inflagrated, and... Can your spikes take damage?
No.
No?
Are they...
I like how you said that before you even read it.
No.
She sounds like she's used this enough that she's got the spell
I'm
done.
Pretty sure...
I am
no,
definitely
bloody. No, because her concentration, you'd have to damage you to get rid of the spikes.
Right. He just rolled... Yeah, that was 10d6, man.
No.
I hope it bloodied you. That was 10d6.
So...
On a scale of 1 to 44, I'm at an 8.
Yes. Oh, man, I've been messing you guys up all night.
I'm a little crispy. Like I'm going, ooh, that burns.
I'm at 9. I'm not any better.
After the shenanigans at the stair and the shenanigans in Greensburg, I just... Oh, man, I needed this.
I needed... The DM was like, I needed to...
I needed to fuck you guys up twice in one night.
Yeah, I look at my draconic friend and I remember something that an old tracker in my clan once told me. You can eat it, but it tastes like shit.
Oh, God. All right, and, you know, the Frost Giant appears as though he took so much damage. He is crispy. Like, you actually smell burning flesh. You don't... Azim in the dark, you're not sure whether it's yours.
My burning flesh.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's smoking. Like, there's actual smoke coming up, and, man, she is damn good with this major room.
I'm going to need a new hat.
All right.
I think you might.
So
you might need new robes after that.
Might be indecent.
So,
because isn't that the second fireball I've taken?
Yes, yeah. It is. And you took a hellhound breath.
Yeah, you know what? I think I've got iron bands.
Yeah, I feel like he deserved those iron bands tonight. Just saying.
It's the only clothes that survive.
So I'm up. First off, I'm going to second wind.
I'm going to need some flopper.
Probably a good idea.
Gear some shit.
Where they go?
I can see it.
Do not touch it.
All right.
Good call. Wait, do you have it?
I got it.
Oh, God, it's so funny.
Don't even look for it next time.
Max. So I'll take back 15.
Yay. Huzzah.
Thank God. So now I'm only down 9. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I will firebolt at the wizard.
All right.
Kill him. Kill him dead.
He is just upset that you guys aren't dead yet. He's fireballed you twice. So
that's an 18 to hit.
That hits.
4.
All the damage.
Huh? 14 fire.
Double
7.
That's very nice. Done. Very nice.
I look at him and... Yeah.
You look at him and what?
Yeah.
And I look at him and I say in dwarven...
damage.
Peasant magic.
Well, he's gonna counterspell you. I'm kidding.
Please, by all means, waste his counterspells on a fucking cantrip.
It would be pretty funny.
I'm cool with that.
Right? Like, let's play this game.
Yeah, he just cast a 5th level fireball and you just responded with a cantrip and called him. He's like, are you talking about your magic? Because that was a cantrip.
I want to medicine check him, actually.
Alright, fine.
He looks like he's on death's door.
With that roll, he does.
What'd you roll?
2.
He looks fine.
Basically,
I'm confident now.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, guys.
He's practically dead.
Oh, yeah, he's still going to die soon. For sure.
Nadar.
Nadar.
Alright, I'm tired of this guy attacking me.
Heals. Do you know how many things I've closed?
I've already healed you.
Yeah.
I need more.
Wait a minute. Oh, you already hit him. Okay.
24 to hit.
Hit.
Take 8 damage.
From what?
To your Dwargar.
Oh, that door. Okay. I thought you were running for the mage. I was like, how much damage?
8.
8 damage.
Yeah.
He's still up.
Oh my fucking god, go to die! Die!
You got a bonus?
No, I'm not. You get 6 HP back.
Oh my god, he's on death's door though.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Morella.
She's still using her action on that fucking frost giant. So. She will make the frost giant go into his bag, pull out a potion, and drink it in some of his wounds closed, and you see the mage's eyes go wide. Then he does an incantation over his blade, and it turns his blade into complete frost. And he looks down at the mage, and he does this giant sweeping strike, and the mage ducks, and it goes over the mage's head, and he does another sweeping strike, and the mage just jumps out of the way. The mage looking around, like, I can't believe my luck.
Right? Dives into the spikes.
Whoops! No, he uses some of the weights and falls
but he gets back up and he can't believe the fucking.
This would be the perfect time for a disorienting darkness spell.
Oh man, it totally would.
All right, and that's Morella's turn, and she is going to kick a inspiration over to Azim. You hear a Bakesian tune on the mandolin.
It's a D8?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sweet. What's Glenn do?
Okay, so the Hellhound is dead.
Yep, Hellhound is so dead.
It's Azim's turn.
Azim's turn.
These are balance beams, right?
They are.
Okay. Or are they like the things...
If you want to do something badass, I'll let you roll acrobatics.
Oh, I'm totally going to do something badass. I'm going to step at the wind to double my jump distance.
Nice.
And then... Yeah, 5, 10. And then this is a 10-foot running start.
On top of the balance beam.
Yeah. So you want to roll acrobatics for that?
Acrobatics.
All right. Don't need an inspiration die on that, I hope.
I hope.
21.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, so 5, 10.
Some ninja scroll shit.
15, 20. And then I leap. Actually, slightly past here, because the circle doesn't come all the way. Well, the balance beam. Where the balance beam ends? 5, 10, 15, 20, 24. Puts me right there in front of him.
So, he's like,
Huh? Yes, exactly.
I just can see your quarterstaff just whacking him in the head.
He seems like he's basically solo battling this monstrosity in front of him. Also, a hobbit lands.
A little fucking hobbit.
A naked hobbit
with a stick.
With a stick.
And also a staff.
And a staff.
And a staff.
By the way, your staff took some fire damage too, just letting you
know. I'm glad that John just mended it, because it probably would have been fucked otherwise.
Right.
Yeah, and then I'm going to try and hit him.
All right.
Using my inspiration die. 21.
Hit.
Minimum damage of 6.
Son of beach.
Describe how you kill him.
Oh!
So he had 5 of these.
So Asim runs, leaps off the balance beam like absurd, like 25 fucking feet.
Yes.
Running long jump off this balance beam.
When you jump, you literally get a surge of wind that carries you an enormous distance, and it's really fucking impressive. Like Morella goes, ooh.
So I land just at his feet, and I just sweep the legs. Because he's looking up at this frost giant, and I'm just like,
no mercy, Johnny! No mercy!
And he just whacks his head on the
stone. You sweep his legs so hard that he does like a 540 in the air, and his head, on the way down, hits the stone weight rack on the top and on the bottom. And when he gets there, his neck is in a weird position that it really shouldn't be, you know, to eat or drink or breathe or really do anything about it he's supposed to normally do. And blood begins pouring out of his mouth.
That's you.
You need a spot there.
Need a spot there.
He's on a weight bench when you're helping somebody live.
I'm sorry, that one went up.
That was great.
Have
that
inspiration, great. Buddy.
Catchphrase.
And, just
also,
use that, all that momentum to sort of
have inspiration for the barrel throw of the.
Right, fucking Donkey
that
Kong
was
initiative.
Amazing.
That is totally me. That was a bonus and a move and two attacks. I'm done.
There is a single Dwergar left.
Yeah.
Funny story, it's his turn.
He has some life choices to evaluate just now.
But she's going to be like...
Straight shot to the door, don't slip on the shit.
For the Lord! Which is clearly marked on the map, by
right.
the way, by
yeah,
the way,
yeah.
the brown
yeah, we did.
That we placed there.
He turns invisible.
The Dwergar?
Yeah. All Dwergar have the ability to turn invisible.
And you actually hear movement, so I will let Nadar and Dravinia take an attack of opportunity at disadvantage.
All right.
But they're flanking.
But they're flanking, so just roll a single die.
Sixteen to hit.
That is his armor class.
Same.
7 damage.
Actually, no, 18 to hit.
That is more than his armor class, so you both hit.
What's your escape plan?
So that was a shillelagh lead club.
Both of your old damage.
Max damage.
Oh.
Of that would be my strength, so that's going to be 10.
7.
Both of you describe how this happens because he's dead.
So I want to say that because he goes invincible, and Dravini and I react at the same time, and since I'm left-handed, she's right-handed, we come at together.
And we just
sweep
you meet in the middle. Yeah.
Think about it. You're kind of shorter. You're really tall, and he's headed this way. So your momentum's going to go right into his knees. Yours is going to go in the back of his head.
Now, here's what: you're tall, and he was starting to not enlarge when when he turned invisible. He was dismissing enlarge. So you got Dravinia. You come with an upward baseball bat swing, and John, you come with a downward like hammer swing, and you actually squash his head in the middle of the swing and the mace. It's like Gallagher.
So from nothing comes Gallagher.
Yes, from nothing comes head exploding Gallagher all over the room,
like beef stroganoff.
This room is really fucked up.
Right? It smells like flaming, like Duergar, flaming plant matter.
And the best part is the frost giant starts dancing.
Hikes up his skirt, does the river dance.
And right about here,
at that point we know that's Morella, right?
And she's laughing, so yes.
And right about when you kill him, you hear, we look up and there's the lunk alarm.
He starts pumping iron with like the entire weight bench
with the dwarves still on it.
Ooh, look at me, I am so buff.
I will pump you up.
Oh wait, at this point I realize, holy shit, there's a frost giant.
And Morella seems to be laughing at
round
it
stage.
Oh my god, yeah.
Morella seems like ready to fight it. It's dancing.
It's like, doing the whole like
rush. Hasn't seen me yet.
I'm stealthy, but damn.
Yeah.
And then it takes its axe and swings at you.
What?
And you go to block, and it like stops on your arm, and you're like, where has this strength come from? And then it's like, looks like it's pushing against all of its might. You just push it up easily.
No.
And you throw it off, and it flies 30 feet.
I dismiss my spikes.
You dismiss your spikes.
Okay, that's bullshit.
That can't be real.
That's bullshit.
Hang on.
My only weakness. Halflings.
I mean, I know it works out, but that's...
I mean, not really. This is all...
Something...
I look at Morella, and I'm just like, you are amazing. I tell her that.
She's laughing, and then it, like, gets up and slips, and you can see it's wearing, like, flowery bloomers under its armor.
Oh, no! My underwear!
So, illusory Asim will softly raspberry in her ear.
She dismisses it. It's like, oh, that's not bad.
Oh, bye. That was awesome.